radio station.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Backed up for some reason.
Digi.
Don't touch it!
Dieter. Charlie.
Compare your wife to a toilet.
And Jeffrey.
I don't know what to say.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is Friday, November 15th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! Charlie is here.
Hi.
Snitzer's here.
Hey, man.
Dom is here.
What's up, guys?
Flatitude is here.
Hey.
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866 967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number as well. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way is to give us a call, 866-967-6837. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Doogie's not here, Dieter.
Where is she?
You know, she told me, I'm just taking the day off.
Really?
That's what she said.
What, is she just off for a vacation?
Yeah.
Where'd she go, Disney again?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm just taking the day off.
That's something that we can do?
I don't encourage that.
She's definitely discouraged me from doing that. She's told me, I was like, well, I'm just going to take this day off. And she said, you can't do that.
I don't just take days off normally, just for the hell of it.
So she's not going anywhere? She's got no plans? Just
she's taking a day off, she said. Maybe it's a mental health day or something.
Wow.
I know. Let me read you some email here. Give me one second. Ironworker X writes, Rover, I love the show. This is my first time ever contacting a radio show, so bear with me. I was listening to the replay this morning on my way into work and listening to the story of Dumb with his neighbor. That dude is a complete loser.
Mm.
I can't believe someone his age is that childish and so awful at life. Just his stories in general piss me off. I'm 30 and have accomplished way more than that a-hole.
How in the world was I mean, yes, my reaction may have been a little inflammatory, but it was built up over 7 years. If I had been doing this repeatedly with this person over 7 years, could understand that if it was childish, but in fact it was just a build-up and I finally had hit a breaking point with these people.
I think it was your reaction, which on the aftermath he was clear, Dieter, about what his actual wording was to the woman. If the story is that some woman told Dumb to knock it off smashing his kids' heads together. They were both wearing football pads and helmets, and Dumb's taking his two children and smashing them together like they're symbols.
That's what he's
giant symbols.
Like he describes
in a symphony. Chung, chung,
like he's in marching band.
Yeah.
It was out of control.
Yeah, it was definitely
almost looked like Miles Garrett in the Browns game versus Pittsburgh last night, just ripping a helmet off and smashing it into someone else's head.
That's why Miles said he did it, was because he heard Dumb did that with his children.
Wow.
Yeah, he heard that from this neighbor.
Yes, exactly.
And this woman told him to knock it off. And Dumb's response was, in front of his children, who I think were 7 and 9 or 7 and 10, was shut the F up, you bitch.
Oh, the B word was in there too?
Oh, the F word and the B word.
Well, I remember the F word.
Shut the F up, you bitch, I think was his response.
Yeah, she had it coming. I'm tired of these people interrupting my life.
But see, this is the question that I had the other day, Dom.
Rover, you're forgetting this is not a single incident. This is an ongoing. Imagine not being able to go in your backyard because your neighbor makes your life so miserable.
But here's
no, I want to okay, do that I, for I can, 7 years.
I can imagine that.
Never argue with them once about it. And then finally it comes to a head so when they said, invade
you
your
yard.
You
never said anything in the past?
No.
Not one word.
No so arguments, nothing. She was the weirdo who approached me.
Here's what I think many parents would have done, which is they would have told the kids, go inside for a minute, boys, and then you confront the women.
Okay, and in hindsight, I probably should have done that. But the notion that it was, I was in the wrong completely, have happened.
Just for doing it in front of your children.
He didn't say anything about doing it in front of the children
in
that email.
That?
The emailer is who I'm replying to, doesn't say anything about that. He's just being an idiot because I had a reaction.
I think that
we're living in a world of pansies who love to start crap with people and can't handle it when somebody has a reaction to it.
I think it's obvious what he was talking about.
Okay, maybe in your world, but to me it's just him have some facts then. If you want to put facts in his mouth, that's great, but to me it's just him saying, Dom was wrong. P.S. He slept with a prostitute.
Let's see here. Cindy writes, to test positive for pot without smoking it, you have to be in a small space like a vehicle. I don't even know if that's possible. Like, I've read that it's not. I'm going to trust what I've read in the past.
Like hotboxing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could happen, Rover. You're in a small space. You're all breathing it in.
Look it up. I'm not an expert, but I've read that it's not possible, so look it up. Jackie says, my high school breathalyzed everyone for all dances, and I'm pretty sure they did it for football games, too. So everyone going to the football game has to be breathalyzed. We talked about that, I think, because another school implemented that. Amber says, this is in regards to Doogie's horrid sense of style and the appearance of completely giving up on her life. You guys should try to get her on the show Queer Eye on Netflix or some sort of a similar makeover show. She's definitely a perfect candidate. I love you, Doogie, but you need some style guidance.
I swear we've submitted her behind her back to What Not to Wear before.
And
they said, still lost cause.
Hopeless?
Yeah.
Rover says, if you're in a car hotboxing and you feel high from it and slightly impaired, you could fail a drug test.
And this is according to
LiveScience.com. Uh-huh. So they did a study on this. Uh-huh. It says secondhand pot smoke can make you fail a drug test.
Uh-huh.
But you have to smoke, you have to inhale enough that you feel, okay, I'm getting a little bit of a buzz, you can fail.
Well, don't you think that people sometimes might think they're getting a buzz? It's like a mental thing.
Oh, yeah. Placebo?
Yeah.
Possible.
JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover. CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
I think Doogie got laid last night, and she's just really sore.
That's probably what it is. Can't walk this morning.
Wouldn't she come in, though, gloating about it, going, oh, I broke my 9-year streak. Oh, I've got a new man. That's how I see it.
Possibly.
Honestly, I don't think I could see Doogie getting a man because of her very high standards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who's
and how
that?
She, what she wants in a guy.
Someone just popped up into her seat.
Oh, hi there, Jeffrey. How
morning.
Are you?
Morning. And, well, Dumb said Doogie wasn't going to be in, so I'm going to try my hand at doing the shizzy again, so.
Who said that?
Dumb did.
Oh. Dumb, the executive.
Dumb suggested this?
Executive producer.
I'm just wondering why, but that's not for like a half hour.
I know.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show.
I think you look good in there.
Oh, thanks.
Now, how do you get to sit in Doogie's seat just instead of, like, Dumb?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Well, Dumb's usually has to work in the office, and, well, we can always trade, but Dumb needs the office computer to do the producer's work, so.
What does he do, exactly?
Well, he's got me print up all the stuff I need to do the shizzy with.
All right. So.
And I was right before you hit the airwaves, I was reading over some of the news stories I'm probably going
to
tease.
Will you get your friend to install your rear view camera, your backup camera? Because you should see this guy, his old car, the car that he just totaled. He started backing it into his parking spot, and we couldn't figure out why. This was years ago.
Yeah, years ago.
Then we figured out it was because his friend, I'm sure it was around tax time, his friend installed a backup camera, and they wired it. You know, I mean, you can see the whole thing going
through the ceiling, through the CD player.
Yeah, it's not like it was hidden. It was like the wires are like stapled to the headliner of the car. It was a pretty janky install, but
a great deal for $2,000.
Funny.
So I'm sure it was. Who knows what Jeffrey paid? But I'm pretty positive it would have been around tax time.
Yeah.
Just when this friend comes out of the woodwork to do all of his necessary car repair work and custom work for Jeffrey. So he started backing into his parking spot when he got that backup camera. He's like, I've got to use this. And he started backing in to every parking spot. Well, this new car he backs in as well. He's got a Jeep. He just got it this week. Because he totaled his old car a couple weeks ago.
It's nice.
And he's backing that into the spot as well. But he has no backup camera.
Oh, so how's it going?
This thing, he's in. I parked next to him. He's in my spot.
Oh, he's crooked.
He cannot back this thing in without that backup camera.
Well, dimensions are a little different from my old car, so it's going to take a minute to get used to. I'll be backing it straight up. Plus, the ground's kind of wet sometimes. This parking space lines are a little hard to see, and it was dark out, so...
couldn't see the parking space lines?
Well, it's wet, and it's kind of hard to see them, but I can see them, but I did the best that I can. I'm just getting used to backing the thing up into a parking space.
So when you got out of the car, did you see the lines were, like, under your car?
I thought originally I was in the middle of a damn space.
So will you be careful when you get into your car today? I know Jeffrey's just going to open up his door because he's so close. Since he backs in, the driver's side door is close to my driver's side door now.
It's a risky game.
So he's going to just open that door. He's probably going to be on his cell phone talking to some floozy.
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing today?
Yeah. Hey,
you want to
check his tweets? Open my door, look, just Nikki wind Benz. Up and slide through it.
Nikki Benz sent a tweet 30 seconds ago. I got to like that. Open the door, clunk, right into my car. So will you be careful?
Yeah, please? I will be careful.
Okay. K.S. writes, my husband had his first colonoscopy in January. They stopped in the middle of it and said that he had cancer. The next day, he was in surgery to remove part of his colon. He was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. It had spread to his liver. He's been going through chemo and is now going to have radiation called Y90 for his liver. So, to Snitz, I would recommend anyone over 50 to get checked.
How old was her husband?
When they did lab work, his number that shows whether you have prostate cancer was completely normal. So you can't go by that number. Get checked out. Well, Snitzer, KS Snitzer would just tell your husband, he missed the signs. Snitzer's in tune with his body, KS, and your husband obviously is not.
That's not what I said.
Shame on him.
Not what I said. It's what you said.
That's the message Snitzer is sending.
Not at all.
He's in tune with his body.
You guys jump right to cancer from an enlarged prostate. He
checks his nutsack in the shower every day. So
that's for pleasure.
He's immune to these sorts of things. And Kathy writes, my husband went to the doctor 2 years ago at the age of 52, his first visit in years. He only went because he got dizzy at work. He believed you only go to the doctor if you're sick. Long story short,
The doctor recommended a screening colonoscopy. He agreed. They biopsied a polyp that looked wrong. The doctor told him that he was just handed a Christmas present. Had this gone any further, it would have been deadly. He ended up getting a right-sided colectomy, which was a third of his colon. Preventative screenings are a lifesaver. Please tell Snitzer. Adam writes, I read that the kid that murdered the guy in the Three Guys, One Hammer video spent just 9 years in jail. He's now married with two kids.
Yeah, be kidding me.
That can't be true. There's no way. Will someone look that up? That can't be true.
There's a whole Wikipedia page on it.
Yeah.
So long, I can try to get through it.
This is the video that they made, Flatitude Watch, yesterday.
Absolutely awful.
Did you still think about it all day?
Oh, yeah. Well, on the aftermath, we watched, I don't know, three or four more videos like that. So
the
I was
cartel
in...
chainsaw one we got in the watch.
Oh, oh man, my god, that's bad.
That's a bad
and
one.
And one guy, one jar, which is just
that's
classic.
Bad.
That so, one, he that actually, he could watch the cartel chainsaw one, which is cartel guys taking chainsaws to different guys' necks and just mm-hmm. chopping their heads off. He could easily watch that, and then the one guy, one jar, which is a man sitting on a glass jar, just sitting on it. It goes exactly where you think it goes. Then it explodes, and glass is falling out of his anal cavity with blood and everything. He couldn't watch that one. That one bothered him more than
much?
The cartel.
Well, a guy getting hammered in the head, a screwdriver in his ear, that you can watch.
Oh, no, they were all awful. If anything, the chainsaw one, the cartel beheading, it almost, like, didn't even seem realistic. Like, it's not that I didn't think it was real, but I almost think that I couldn't even process it. Because it just seems so unbelievable.
You were overloaded with the other videos.
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, when the guy starts cutting his dong off, it's another thing, you know?
Oh, BME Pain Olympics, guys.
Yeah, Pain Olympics, okay.
We're able to find a couple images
Going
of that.
Back to that story.
You need a mic.
I'm trying to get Charlie won't move. There are three of them.
In my seat.
Well, what do you want me to do here?
I don't know.
What do you want me to do?
You gotta wear a
headset. How about leave?
What is it, Don?
Boss man asked for some info. So were there three people in that Three Guys, One Hammer? Two of them life in prison. One of them got 9 years.
You got to be kidding
Probably
me.
The cameraman who didn't do it, just filmed it, got 9 years, I bet. That's what I'm guessing. If you had to
that
pick up the three.
That should be life in prison if you're videotaping your two buddies killing someone with a hammer brutally for fun. Really? 9 years? That's it? Where was this? Over in Russia?
Yeah, I think Ukraine or Russia, one of the two.
They have a different way of life over there, I'll tell you. Steve writes, your focus on a violent murder video, a.k.a. snuff film, is reprehensible. You basically advertised it. It is enough for me to permanently remove you. You're fired from my life.
Oh. We weren't saying it's a good thing. This is you said it was the most awful thing ever made.
Yeah, I'm not advertising it.
No.
I'm telling you how terrible it is. These things exist. When the news told you about the shooter in Christchurch, New Zealand, who went into a mosque and blew away a bunch of Muslims, and as he did that, he was live streaming the video with a GoPro strapped to his chest. If the news tells you about that, are they permanently removed from your life? Are they fired from your life? Nick in Grand Rapids says, Rover, I'm a big fan, a longtime listener. I try to listen as often as possible, but I am still a novice on certain subjects. Can you please explain the meaning of CLY and ARBE? I get confused every time this comes up. Side note, you, Dieter, and Jeffrey are my favorites on the show, and the best Jeffrey parody by far is the Ghostbusters song. There are so many Jeffrey parodies.
I don't remember that one.
It's a long one. I think it's like a 10-minute parody or something.
I'll try to find it here. Oh, here we go.
to someone strange in your neighborhood with one giant ball.
Gross butters!
If his pants are smeared and he don't smell good like a bathroom stall.
Gross butters!
He ain't using no soap. He ain't using no soap. If you're seeing stains running down his leg, what do you smell?
Gross butters!
An unwashable man leaking rotten eggs. Ew, what do you smell?
Gross butters!
Just don't get too close, cause he's f***ing gross, baby. Filling his drawers with
gross butters!
He ain't using no soap. Dumping makes him feel good. What do you smell?
Gross butters!
When he slides into first and he feels a juicy burst. Ooh, what do you smell?
Gross butters!
There you go. There's a request, a Jeffrey song parody request this morning to start off your morning. Let me see here. Someone sent an email. Kelly, she says, here is a house for Dieter. And she sent me a Zillow listing, the real estate website. Are you able to see that, Stance?
Yeah, there's a gallery if you click it.
Yeah.
That's where you want to get spoiled.
Am I going to spoil anything?
If you scroll down. that wasn't a click.
What do you mean that wasn't a click?
That was my mouth doing those things.
Is there no chomp?
Nope, no chomp.
So here it is. It's at 5215 Hattrick Road in Ravenna, Ohio, Dieter. And it's $169,000. Here you go. It's
supposed to buy this thing?
Yeah, she wants you to buy this.
Nice yard.
Nice yard. Nice. There you go. A little kitchen here.
Spacious kitchen.
Spacious kitchen. Yep. A couple of different angles here.
All right, what are we getting at?
A little living room. And then, sort of hanging out in the kitchen drinking coffee is a Bigfoot.
What the hell?
There's a giant Bigfoot in there.
Wait, does that come with the house? Is it a statue?
Well, as I click through, there's Bigfoot on the bathroom, on the toilet, taking a dump.
What the hell is this?
Is this supposed to reading the paper?
Sell the house?
There's Bigfoot in the backyard. I guess this person decided, I'm going to dress up as Bigfoot and go in my Zillow pictures, and I'll get a lot of attention for it. Well, it worked.
It worked. It's on our show.
That's right. Chris in Mansfield, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to say that those the three guys, one hammer, they the guy that got 9 years, he's actually out of prison now, and they killed something like 20 people in 2 weeks. They filmed most of them, but none of the videos were released to the public, other than that one. They actually ripped a baby out of a pregnant woman and videotaped that too.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
No, they did a lot of crazy stuff, man. They went on a rampage for like 2 weeks until they were caught. Two kids. They were trying to kill two kids that were really young, like preteens, and one of the kids got away, and that's how they busted them.
I think every time it was a hammer too. They used 21 murders.
And
I think most were hammers.
So think about that. The guy, one of those guys, only got 9 years in prison. I don't care if all he did was film. He filmed 20 people getting killed. And you get 9 years for that? There are guys here in the United States that had a little bit of weed on them that are spending 20 years in jail. I mean, it's just
That's incredible to me, and it's so disturbing to watch anything like that. And wow, that's crazy. Thank you, Chris. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Jeffrey wants to do the news, the shizzy. He seems to be jonesing for this opportunity. What do you have coming up, Jeffrey?
We're going to learn why the vaping illness cases are on the rise. Jury awards $2 million for a botched medical procedure. Find out what that type of procedure is. And teacher suspended for what?
All right. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning, an iHeart Radio station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m. Six guys, one chick, and over a dozen felony charges.
Dangerous.
For our country.
They're about venom, vitriol,
divisive.
And dangerous
for the world.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to get to the shizzy in just a moment. So excited, the shizzy! I don't know where Jeffrey is, but he's supposed to give us the news. Dusty, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dusty.
What's up, Rover? I was wanting to ask Dieter if he enjoyed the video from last night, the two guys in one helmet.
Two guys, one helmet video. That was, did you watch that one last night, Dieter?
Hell yeah!
What'd you think about that?
There was nothing wrong with that.
Oh, nothing wrong with it.
Not one thing wrong with that on that field, on that play.
Uh-huh.
What do you expect's going to happen?
Well, I didn't analyze it, but what are you telling me?
End up being suspension.
Uh-huh. No, he can't be.
Oh, are you kidding me, Dieter?
I think he'll be out for the rest of the season.
No,
it will be a multi-game suspension.
Well, they're going to make an example out of him. He might be gone the rest of the year, I bet.
No, that's a one game at the most.
You
are suspension.
Nuts. You're kidding, right?
He's swinging a weapon around.
And if you analyze it.
We're talking last night in the game, the Browns versus the Steelers.
You have the video, Rover.
It's Thursday Night Football, man.
I read, according to some news reports, they're looking at several players getting suspended that were involved and it being a multi-game suspension.
Oh, forget that.
Myles Garrett ripped the helmet off of the Steelers quarterback, Rudolph. Whoever that guy
Mason
is.
Mason Rudolph. Yeah. He was trying to take his helmet off in the first place. Garrett's helmet off in the first place, which started it, and it pissed him off. And then he took his helmet, and they kept going at him, Rover. So to defend himself, he swung the helmet.
The two guys attacking him. He had to defend himself.
We could really analyze this.
And there's a point, I saw a picture of the Rudolph guy trying to hit Myles Garrett in the balls. There's a picture of him uppercutting his testicles.
Once you do that,
it's on.
You're fighting for your life.
All right, well, we can break that down, but I'm just telling you right now, expect a multi-game suspension.
But what's the...
But,
has this just ever happened? I've never seen that once.
Helmets have been ripped off before, but I can't remember seeing one actually used as a weapon on somebody's noggin.
I think only one other instance where it was close to that. He didn't actually... I think he threw the helmet at someone, but not actually...
Him.
Yeah, it was like... Can't remember the guy's name. It's like Antonio Smith or something like that, I think, did it a couple years ago.
All right, Jeffrey, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's roll it.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Okay, this was always for Charlie because he loves vaping.
Yeah.
He loves to do his vaping. Do you know that there's been been increases in vaping-related illnesses. One of them is called EVALI. EVALI is short for e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury. And California and Illinois have the highest amount of cases, and they rose to 2,172, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it's something to do with a synthetic vitamin E oil, and of 29 people tested, they found a high concentration of this oil in their system, so that's what they think is a clue to the cause, but they're really, they're still investigating.
All right, thank you, Jeffrey. He's doing already a better job than Dougie.
Then this story is out of Des Moines, Iowa, and it's a guy that's originally from another country. He goes in for a medical procedure, and he gets $2 million for a what is it?
For a botched medical procedure?
Yeah, you know what kind of procedure that was? Take a while. Any guesses?
How much?
Vasectomy.
$2 million.
Penis enlargement.
Something to do with the penis.
Vasectomy.
Penis reduction.
No, you're close, but it's actually circumcision.
Okay.
Whoa.
What happened? The doctor mistakenly gave the guy a vasectomy.
Ah. That seems like you could reverse a vasectomy.
Sure you
can't.
Can't you just sew it back together?
I thought you could.
The Vans deferens.
So I would think that's worth $2 million?
Wow.
I would think if you went in for a... Are you sure you're reading this right? Are you sure he didn't go in for a vasectomy and get a circumcision? Now, that would be $2 million.
Well, this happened in 2016. Instead of a circumcision, Dr. Kevin Beersink performed a vasectomy instead of a circumcision. So okay. He went in for a circumcision, yeah. Not a vasectomy.
Okay. That's reversible, isn't it?
Vasectomy is.
I thought it's reversible. What are you...
It is, but you don't want to go through that more than once. That was... The worst, that was a nightmare.
If you do a Google image search of botched vasectomy, dumb shows up.
First result, baby.
Yep, dumb. A photo of dumb shows up. But there it is.
That hurt.
His whole nutsack, everywhere where your pubes grow is purple.
Like he's wearing like a purple Speedo, but yeah. It's just bruising. And his nutsack got so enlarged and swollen that his penis actually disappeared. What are you doing? Can you not hear me speaking? Do you not have your headphones
well,
on?
Well, let's just say an X-rayed email. I don't understand how this is even possible.
You want to move on? Your headphones are plugged in. Can you hear me talking?
Well, so,
oh, my God. Are you serious right now? You have no idea that I'm speaking right now. Why are you taking glasses off to read. Open your ears. I'm in the middle of speaking. Oh
yeah,
my God,
that's
what an interesting story.
What teacher does that?
How is this even possible?
What happened?
Turn your headphones on. Turn your headphones on.
My headphones are on.
You should know it. There's no possible way.
No,
here's what happened. He turned them down during that Ghostbusters parody song.
Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you now.
Not before, though.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but trying to do the story.
Okay,
good job. You moved on.
All right, go on. Next story, please, Jeffrey.
And finally, a 9-year-old genius finally graduates university. This is a kid out of...
Where's he from?
Doesn't say where he's from. Oh, it's another story out of the UK. He's going to a technical college in the UK. He's 9 years old. He's already studying electrical engineering, and he's going for a PhD in medicine.
Let me tell you something about this kid. I saw the headline of this on CNN. Here's this little kid going to college or whatever. Can barely tie his shoes. Is that a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay. This kid will amount to nothing. Watch. There have been many stories of these geniuses, these prodigies, and they're so, oh my God, they're so brilliant. And they'll do stories on them, like on 60 Minutes, when they're 8 years old and they're already graduating with a PhD. And do you know what they amount to?
What?
Nothing.
Never? They never?
Never.
Not a doctor or a scientist?
Never. They get so burnt out, Dieter, that they end up living in their parents' basement, smoking weed.
What's a bust, then?
And they just never, you'd think, oh my God, this guy's going to cure cancer, he's going to do this, going to do that.
Eh. Well, according to parents, they still want him to balance academics and be able to be a kid, but he said his life's goal is to develop artificial organs. So that's his life's goal.
What? Those are all the stories? You didn't skip over anything?
No, I didn't skip over anything. These are the ones that I tease.
You have a whole stack of papers.
It's a stretch about throughout the whole show.
No. Go to the next story.
Keep printing more stories.
Why don't you get to the next story?
And
there.
Then skip that story. We'll go to that one.
Skip that one.
That story right there.
Oh, the one about Aaron Carter showing up.
No, skip that one. Yeah, do that one right there.
Three piles of stories back there.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, of course. We have to figure out. Yeah, put in the prank news stories anyways. This is a good one.
Just off the
French-Canadian man wanted in connection with a car accident and has been evading the police for at least 2 days has decided to start reading the news on a local radio show. The man got into an accident rear-ending a car while reportedly tweeting Nikki Ben's happy birthday, which I wasn't doing, so you can shut the hell up. When he failed to control his vehicle, would NBC reach out to the man for a comment on why he would flaunt his freedom when police could be listening and said, do you really want to know or do I have to tell you? The man is no stranger to running the law. Once the restaurant was listening to a prostitute, that was 25 years ago, and he thank you very much. And if you have any information on this fecal fugitive contact, voice, Well, whoever printed this one, you can go F off.
Okay.
Oh,
it's just like your love of shoving things in your mouth has caused you to plus size your pants.
Fat rolls.
Your love of shoving Rover's Morning Glory in your ears will cause you to sign up for RMG Plus. All the info is at roverradio.com.
Max in Allentown, Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Max.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
I just wanted to provide some input. I was kind of offended. I don't know which one of your guys said that it was okay for Myles Garrett to be swinging his helmet around. I just disagree.
That was Dieter, and I think Dieter and Dumb both say that they see nothing wrong with that.
It was a fight. What do you expect to happen,
Dieter,
man?
Dieter, here's what's going to happen. Yeah, he used this helmet as a weapon. He may be suspended for the rest of the season.
No, there's no way they're going to do that. It's way too long for something like that. Guys get busted with steroids to get four games. They do crap to get four.
Two scores with 8 seconds left in the game, and he's beating up the quarterback with his own helmet?
He kept going at him. He's kneeing him in the nuts. He's twisting Myles Garrett helmet in the first place. What do you expect? So he's fighting back.
It was 21-7 with 8 seconds left in the game. He was getting mugged.
You play to the whistle.
You play
to the end. You know what the game's about?
The whistle. You don't swing your helmet at somebody.
There's three guys at him. Two linemen are holding him.
Uh-huh.
The quarterback's still going at him. He just swings.
I mean, I'll play this video here so I can analyze this. You're telling me that you've analyzed this, Dieter, and you see nothing wrong with Myles Garrett's actions?
He could have done much worse. Much worse.
Well, that's not the bar that you said is could it have been worse?
Yeah, that's how I do.
I don't think he should be suspended either. I thought it was pretty cool. Like, out of watching football, that was the most interesting thing I've ever seen.
Well, and the win. I mean, the win is tops.
You actually watched this, Charlie?
No, the next morning.
I
watched this clip over and over.
Out of
over
all
again.
The football Charlie's watched, this is the best.
Yes.
Charlie's seen a grand total of 8 minutes of football in his life.
This is the best 2 minutes I've ever seen.
Here is the play in question.
In leading up to it, too? Yeah. Okay, full play. So he takes him down. Right away, they start fighting.
Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
He's coming at him.
Oh, gosh. Man. Oh, man. Oh.
So here you can see the Steelers guy was trying to rip the helmet off, but he sucked at it. And then the Browns
rips the
guy.
Helmet off Rudolph's head, and then eventually
and then he
swings
starts walking
it
away. Rudolph goes after him again, Rover, and he has to defend himself.
And then Ogunjobi comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
Okay. How dumb is this guy? Pouncy, punching the guy in the helmet, kicking the guy in the helmet.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to do. I mean, he's going to break his hand, isn't he?
What a dumbass.
I do agree when I see this. And I was watching on Fox. They were trying to say that maybe the Steelers quarterback's hand got caught in Myles Garrett's helmet, and that's why he was trying to rip the helmet off.
He was scratching and grabbing at it.
He was trying to grab the back of it off. And, Robert, that was a clean hit. He thought the quarterback still had the ball. He was just taking him down to the ground. Because the last second, he dumped the ball off.
Right.
So Garrett's just taking him down.
Sitcher, get rid of that bug so you can see it.
So he takes him down. And right away, Rudolph's trying to rip his helmet off.
Yeah,
it's poor sportsmanship right here.
He's trying his hardest, but he wasn't able to do it. So I don't...
can watch in slow motion as he... Yeah, he's totally twisted the helmet.
Twisting his neck. You could break a guy's neck like that.
Now he's trying to rip the helmet off, it looks like, right?
Right, yes. Exactly. He has his finger in the ear hole trying to rip it off sideways.
Why is he mad? He just got tackled?
Well, and they're losing the game. Frustrated. He
threw like 800 interceptions.
Yeah, four picks. He got sacked. Look, is he kicking him in the nuts there?
Let me see.
Yeah, it looks like it.
His right leg.
I'm watching.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, his foot's right in the ball. It's
right there. Right in the crotch.
Boom. Come on.
Oh, you're right.
Come on. That's cleats. You could rip off a guy's nutsack with your cleats.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, so all that, Rover.
And then Myles takes his helmet off.
He rips the helmet off Rudolph's head
and walks away.
Eventually swings it and hits him.
Boom!
I think there's a third angle too, Rover. Yeah, look at this.
Does he make contact? Does he actually hit his head? Yeah.
Oh, and Joby comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
I think and then he gets knocked over by it.
Oh, does he get hit behind?
Oh, yeah, he's standing there screaming and yelling because he just got hit.
He got hit.
And then a Browns guy just nails him.
Smashes him.
Let me see this.
Well, 53 kicks him in the head.
Oh, yeah, Pouncey goes nuts. He's punching him, stomping him.
Watch, there's...
Joby comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
That was a cheap shot. That one from behind, Rover. That guy seems to be suspended.
Boom, right here.
Oh!
That's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a professional sports field.
Yeah, that rule is. If football was this every week, I would watch it.
It is.
It used to be. Now, that's why this is such a big deal. It used to be like this all the time. Now, it's just a bunch of, you know, fast guys running around.
Well, they are going to... this quarterback, he you know, he was obviously trying to rip Myles Garrett's helmet off, and then did look like it kicked him right in the nuts too.
Suspend him for the year.
They're not going to do that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's just take the helmet thing out of it. Let's just take the Myles Garrett helmet hit out of it.
Okay.
They wouldn't suspend this quarterback for the rest of the year. It wasn't that egregious. It was something that maybe they might fine him a small amount or something like that. They're not going to suspend him for the rest of the year. But when you then, I understand why Myles Garrett is upset, but when you then rip the guy's helmet off and hit him in the head with it, that's what they're going to suspend him. It will be a multi-game suspension.
But why is the bigger reaction the problem? He was reacting to being attacked. I don't understand this. Just because he nuked him when that guy threw a punch... I don't understand this. Just because he's bigger and stronger and can fight better.
Two rights don't make a wrong, Tom.
But who threw the first punch?
Two wrongs don't make a right, you mean?
Or is that what I said?
You said two rights don't make a wrong.
I'm dyslexic like Jeffrey, right?
Well, I didn't know he was even in there.
His headphones are off.
No, I'm having a problem with the headphone cord. It's not getting a strong connection where I can hear everybody.
What?
I can only hear like a couple of
plug
people.
It in.
Turn the knob up.
It's plugged in, but I have to put the volume all the way up.
Okay,
so
do that then.
You can't hear Charlie or Dumb the whole day?
I have to wiggle the cord just to try to
change
get it
headphones
to connect.
Then. Use a different set of headphones then.
Eric, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Eric.
Is he using Doogies?
Morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing. I just wanted to comment about the Myles Garrett incident.
Yes.
How is he not, like, going to get charged something major for this? Couldn't he get, like, an assault charge or something?
No, not on the field.
What do you mean not on the field, Dieter? It's possible that could be a weapon, right?
Just the NFL handles it, the police.
I don't think he's
going to
be charged with assault. I mean, we've seen...
If I got into it with someone at Walmart and he had a book bag on... And I ended up getting that off of him, and I smacked him with it. Wouldn't that be, and I got charged for assault, wouldn't that be assault with a weapon?
Yeah, you're at a store.
Like open them up or something like that.
We're playing a sport here. It's completely different than being at a grocery store. The NFL will handle it.
He hit him with an object. But he hit him with an object.
I don't think he's going to be
and
charged.
And he's not going to catch a fine or anything?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, he'll get fined.
No, he'll get a fine.
Yeah, he's going to get a fine.
Maybe
there's no doubt about that.
One or two game suspension.
It would be criminal charges if he actually injured the guy. Like, remember that guy in the NHL hit somebody with his stick, and he got criminal charges, didn't he? He paralyzed somebody for hitting him with a stick?
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was a few years back. I know they talked about charging him with criminal charges.
But did they?
I thought they did. Well, anyway, I think Myles Garrett may end up being suspended from the NFL indefinitely for this. This is like his fifth or sixth infraction just this year. They got rid of Vontaze Burfict. They kicked him out indefinitely.
That guy is a different story.
I'm just saying they're trying to make
guy. They're
making examples out of people now, and I would not be surprised if they just said 1 year suspension or something major like that to prove a point.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning, guys. Hey, how are everybody?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'd like to make a comment about the Myles Garrett situation. If anybody would look at the video again, you'd see where Myles Garrett didn't hit him that hard, wrapped him up, and then just brought him down to the ground instead of slamming him or hitting him full force, full speed. And it's just Rudolph was just a little upset that he played terribly in the game.
He did play terribly.
A terrible quarterback. And he had a bee in his bonnet for some reason, and he's trying to rip off the helmet. So who's to say that there was no words brought back between the two guys? Who knows what was said? But Rudolph just had his panties all in a bunch, and that's what happened. So if anybody would look at the video and see that Miles took him down to the ground semi-lightly, and before Rudolph ended up on top. But then Garrett got a little upset, and that's when he got on there or got on top and started ripping off his helmet.
I get what you're saying, but the fact of the matter is they're going to look at that and they're going to say, okay, so he took him down lightly. Great. That's fine. Okay. Rudolph tried to take that Miles Garrett's helmet off. Okay.
Twisting his neck.
We could define for that. We could do whatever we have to do, but still Miles Garrett ripped the guy's helmet off and then hit him over the head with it.
Well, I do have another picture. Snitzer, I just sent it to you. Okay, this is Rudolph grabbing Miles Garrett's testicles. If you see right before he gets hit in the head, he's holding the helmet, just pre-hit, and it looks like his hand's going up to try to squeeze his balls.
All bets are off at that point, man.
Well, are you?
It's hard to see.
His hand's right there.
I know. Yeah. We got to see the other angle from the other side.
And then I have another picture, Snitzer. I don't know if you got that yet. No.
When I'm looking at this photo, you can't tell whether or not he's grabbing Miles Garrett's nutsack. Can't tell.
Yeah.
Maybe he was.
Look at this one. You can see the helmet actually bending on the top of his head.
The helmet's flexing because he's hitting him so hard.
That's a whack. I can't believe it didn't knock him out.
I can't. Yeah, if that had been turned a little bit more and like the top half and not the flexible part, yeah, that would have been ugly.
Is it possible a bug landed on his head like a moth?
Oh, and he's like, let me get this for you. Yeah, swat. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Heart Radio Station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
5 out of 5 doctors recommend starting your day by listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
Side effects may include vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, anxiety, insomnia, psoriasis, itchy chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis.
Now back to the show.
John in Binghamton, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Rover. I just got 3 quick questions about last night's game.
Yes.
First of all, Peter, if a Pittsburgh Steeler cracked a Brown over the top of the head, would you feel the same way?
Yes, yes. Second, exact same scenario. Yes. It has nothing to do with the teams. It has to do with the...
You would feel the same?
What do you say?
I don't know.
Would you think it was right?
Yes, exact same scenario. It doesn't matter what team. I don't care about the teams. It's allowed. On the field, that's allowed. You want these guys to act like animals.
It's not allowed on the field, but...
Rover, it's hard for them to stop once they get worked up.
All right, what are your other questions, John?
The other one is, if the races were reversed, would the public act the same way? And the third question is, how long will it take before Miles Garrett says that he called him the N-word?
probably today. I don't think it would be any different if the races were reversed. I don't think. I don't think anyone would look at this and if it was a white player hitting a black player on top of the head with a helmet.
No.
Do you think? No. I mean, I don't think they would be like, oh, it's racist. So I don't think it would be any different. One person did say Miles Garrett had a concussion a few weeks ago. He's going to argue that he wasn't thinking straight. It affected his judgment, Dieter.
Well, that Rudolph guy was the quarterback that got knocked out. He got hit in the chin a couple weeks ago with a helmet and was completely out cold, slumped.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one of the hardest hits? So maybe he was trying to knock some sense back into him.
And here's a Smalls writes... You guys sound like such homers. Garrett's hit was illegal when he took him down and landed on top of the quarterback. That started it. He's gone for the year. well, this guy must be watching some other play because that didn't happen. You can watch this. And
what's a homer?
Myles Garrett does not land on top of the quarterback, as you can tell right here. In fact, if anything, the quarterback lands on top of Myles Garrett.
Right. He pulls him down, and he thought he still had the ball. He can't see that he dumped the ball at the last second.
So
he's saying we're all for the home team, Charlie. Oh man, I could watch that 1,000 times.
Does he love watching him hit the guy with his own helmet? Huh?
Yeah, just on a loop.
Yeah, I'm saving another video of Antonio Smith hitting Richie Incognito. You guys remember that? I remember it like it was yesterday.
Antonio Smith hitting Richie Incognito. No, I don't remember that.
Huh?
I remember this.
Yeah, I remember it too.
Yeah. Remember Richie Incognito? That's the big guy that
douchebag.
Yeah, he caused all kinds of problems. Yeah.
Is he the bully?
Yeah, he's the bully. He bullied that one guy, and then now he played for the Raiders, and he's kind of having to come back, get a great year. He had his helmet ripped off in a preseason game, and I'm pretty sure the guy that did it got suspended for 3 games.
Okay, that 3 games.
The rest of the preseason and then the season opener, I believe.
And Houston Texans, they talk about player safety, Richie Incognito and Antonio Smith. Watch what Antonio Smith does here at the end of the play. There's history between these guys.
Oh!
Helmet comes off full on.
In the jaw.
Watch it again. Here you go. And the referee is right there and doesn't see it. We'll get Pereira's take on that.
He rips it off and then uppercuts him with it.
The league already hated Richie Incognito. That guy that did it to him only got 3 games. This is a quarterback who... And it went to his head, and they're always trying to protect quarterbacks, and they're trying to make examples out of people. Would not be surprised if Myles Garrett does not play the rest of the year. Not even a little bit.
Well, how many games are there left? Is it...
they're 4-6, right?
So six games left?
Yeah.
All right. You're right. I was going to say a 5-game suspension, but if you go for 5, you might as well just do 6.
Yeah, that's why I really believe they're going to use him as an example. Because, and again, this isn't his first time this year. He had 6 or 7 personal fouls and late hits on quarterbacks already.
After analyzing this, you're right, he has had a lot of penalties for that this season. But you're right, after analyzing the video, this quarterback for the Steelers, certainly it does appear he's trying to rip off Myles Garrett's helmet. He's... definitely tries to kick him. If he doesn't kick him in the nuts, he tries to kick him in the nuts. That's clear as day.
Yep.
And then there's a photo which shows that he may have been grabbing and twisting Myles Garrett's nuts as well.
And then he comes at him again. He ran after him. That's when he swung the helmet.
Right, and to call us...
Why is he doing that?
You can't call us homers because this was our guy defending himself. Whether he went over the top is one thing.
He reacted.
Yes, he did. He reacted to what was happening to him. If it was too big of a reaction...
Dumb will defend this all day long.
Because
the guy who just was in front of his children telling some woman, shut the F up, you dumb bitch.
He was
reacting. Yes. He was just reacting.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. You can't... guess what, snowflakes? Don't mess with people if you don't want people to react to it. This is the world we live in now, where we have pussies who start fights and can't handle it when they get their asses beat. And that's what happened here.
I still think that they are going to... suspend him for multiple games.
I agree, and I'm not saying they shouldn't, but also that Rudolph dude, he should be suspended as well, because he did everything that Garrett did, just not on as big of a level.
Yeah. Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man.
First time caller.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're just on 480 going east, man. Just past 71, and the billboard's gone already.
Yeah, Dumb's... billboard, Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute billboard, is down. It was up for a few weeks. To keep it up would have cost even more money. It was very expensive. I thought about starting a GoFundMe and everyone could have just donated a few bucks here and there. And then we could have just kept it up year round.
Of course.
Maybe even added billboards all over.
Hell yeah.
Dumb, in a way, got off easy.
It was too
and
quick.
I'm not talking about with the prostitute in Nevada. I'm talking about he got off easy because when this billboard order was placed, the company who has the billboards, it's a company called Lamar. They have billboards. They're probably I think they might be the largest billboard company in the country. I'm not positive on that, but I think that's true. So they have billboards in every single one of our affiliate markets, Dom. So I was looking at getting billboards in every single market, but the cost, it was just too great.
Well, I'm pretty sure there were probably some T-shirts that went to the other markets, so they'll be going around and people will be wearing them to bars, and people will ask, what's that mean? And that'll go around there.
So. Speaking of the dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute in Nevada T-shirts, all of those have been shipped. So if you ordered one, the last batch went out yesterday. Everyone should have their shirts. Let's see. Today's Friday. So I'm guessing the longest it would be 3 days in the mail, probably, give or take. So by early next week, middle of next week, you should have your shirt. Wear that proudly. Don't let people forget that Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute. Now, before anyone goes, let's cover something else here quickly. Jeffrey, you had a warrant out for your arrest.
Unfortunately.
Is that cleared up now?
I am waiting for them to process that money order that I sent in.
So you didn't call to find out?
I called yesterday. I called the day before.
No, but yesterday.
I called yesterday on my lunch break from my my fence company.
What'd they say?
They said they haven't gotten it yet. And I know I mailed to somebody.
They haven't gotten it yet?
You talked to somebody that you picked up?
I actually talked to somebody in the municipal court.
So you still have a warrant out for your arrest?
So
you're a wanted man.
Well, hey, I'm gonna call later today when the court opens. See what's going on. It might be too early today, but they haven't got their mail yet.
I don't understand what is taking so long for it to get there.
Well, I mailed it out on Saturday afternoon, and remember, Monday was a holiday.
I think you forgot to put a stamp on it.
Oh, yeah. I put a stamp on that.
It's coming back to his house, probably.
Yes, yes.
Insufficient postage.
Have you checked your mail? Cash in there. Somebody stole it.
Have you checked your mail recently?
I haven't checked my mail.
I check my mail. I check it like...
I asked my wife about my mail. He said no legal mail came in.
Did you send cash?
No, I sent the United States Postal Service money order for $197.
All right.
He has a stockpile of mail in his house, Rover.
Yeah.
So I could just be in there. They bounce back. His wife got the mail and just threw it into this pile.
They don't go through the mail?
Oh, no. And these videos, house videos.
Hold on. I do want to Jeffrey, I want to give you a piece of good news. I don't think you're alone. I believe someone else on the show might have a warrant out for their arrest.
Oh, God.
Does that make you feel better?
Not really, but...
What? It should make you feel good.
I guess I'm not the only one with legal issues that have to be addressed.
Who's your partner in crime?
Yeah, who is...
Smelma and Louise.
Funny.
Now, it's... Who do you think it could be? Just take a guess.
I'm not really good at guessing that.
Take a guess.
I don't know, maybe... I would say it's talking to Charlie and Dieter.
Someone who criticized you, perhaps, for not getting this taken care of?
He's looking over in the fart box.
It's a good time. It's a fact that flipping coin be between Charlie and Dumb.
Okay. So, Dieter, you're out. He just said it was between you and Charlie, but now it's not you anymore. It's between Charlie and Dumb.
All right.
Someone did send this to me yesterday, and I think Snitzer has it.
Uh-oh.
This is...
It's the name. We can't see the names.
A municipal income tax violation for
who?
Sean P. Street.
Oh,
what?
And if you look at if you look at the
tax evasion,
yes. If you look at the docket, they actually issue a warrant for his. It says here. Warrant to issue, defendant failed to appear.
Oh, this is great. Thank you for telling me about this on the air and not off the air. Why wouldn't you have told me about this?
What's the date?
This is from the beginning of the year. So I believe he's had a warrant since the beginning of the year. And he owes $127 in court costs. And they say that currently the disposition, I think, is that he's unavailable. They can't find him.
Oh, good. You're on the land, man.
So he is a fugitive from the law as well.
That's great.
What is this for? What does this middle part say? What's it even for?
What middle part?
Scroll back up, Snitz, or go zoom out. Yeah, what's all this saying here? How'd this even start?
Are you aware of this?
So they issued a year ago. No. They issued him a summons.
Okay, for what? What's that even for?
Tax violation. He must owe some tax money, I guess.
Okay, well, scam artist.
Looks like local.
Jeez. Okay.
CCA is like the
common con man.
Think Central Collection Agency.
Let's not
try to get away with it.
I'm sitting here telling you I didn't know this. I'm actually annoyed that this wasn't told to me off the air because I would have tried to address it ahead of time.
Sort of like he was very. I mean, Dunn was very annoyed that Jeffrey was alerted on the air.
I think this might be a little bit bigger than that. Wouldn't you agree?
Jeez. Why would that be any different?
Because I didn't know about it. He did know about it. B.
He didn't know that they issued a warrant.
Yes, he did.
No. He didn't know that. He mailed that in. He didn't know until after the fact that they issued a warrant.
You really believe that he didn't know that?
I don't think Jeffrey knew. Did you know?
No, I mean, I know the warrant was going to be issued. I mean, I mailed them the money in a timely manner, and it's incumbent upon them to get their mail-in processed payment.
Half the show is criminals. We got now two felons.
That's right. Boy, I mean, think the police could swoop in during our next commercial break and haul off half of my employees.
You need a paddy wagon.
So what happened, Dom? Do you owe?
Apparently, I didn't realize that I owed to this point. I know I owe some, but I didn't realize it had gotten to this point.
So is this a mistake in your taxes, or you just never paid? Like,
this is
the
local tax.
Local city tax you never paid.
The CCA is, there's two agencies out here, RITA and CCA. It's the most confusing thing. I've lived all over the country. Figuring out these taxes is a complete disaster. It's a scam. It's the worst. What happens is if you earn money in one municipality and you live in another, you have to... You have to report, and then they do some calculation, and it's what you owe to where, and it's a whole big thing. I mean, it's impossible for me to understand.
It's a scam.
But Dom must owe some sort of money. Now, you're probably paid in cash, right, for your wedding DJ stuff?
No, I mean, depends on what people want to pay. I mean, some people pay differently.
Credit card, or I mean,
I think I'm done talking about this. This is not for the air. This should not have been talked about on the air.
It's public record. What do you mean?
Yeah,
I understand that it's public record, and if people want to look it up and find out, that's fine, but I'm not going to talk about this on the air with all my finances and taxes and warrants that I didn't even know I had.
We're not saying anything bad. What I'm saying is you have to...
That's my point. I don't know what's going on, and the fact that it came up on the air should not have happened.
But Jeffrey, I don't have any more that comes up on the air.
I think at some point in time you need to maybe weigh things and understand the gravity of situations and not just think I'm going to just, you know, out somebody for 5 minutes of fun when you don't realize the ramifications that come from it.
What are the ramifications here? I don't understand it. Fill me in. This is a fact. I'm only telling you about this.
I understand that they're facts, Rover, but there are ways to present facts to people and other ways to present facts
to people. But how would it make any difference? The fact of the matter is this has already been filed. It's public record. Me talking about it doesn't change the situation.
No, it doesn't definitely draw any more extra light to it. It doesn't make me look bad. It doesn't do anything at all. You're right.
But from a legal standpoint, there are
no ramifications to it because normal people every day wake up and go on the county websites and search people's names to see what's going on, right? That happens on a day-to-day basis. Would you agree that happens daily? Normal people wake up and start searching people's names to see who's got a warrant up for them.
I think fans of our show do that on a daily basis.
Okay, good. So that's my point. You are the person who can then control it. So to say that you don't have any responsibility in spreading it.
Wait a second. Does anyone agree with Dumb on this? Because if I were outing Dumb for some sort of secret thing that he had done that no one knew about, but this is public record. It's in the courts. It's online. I'm not revealing any secret information.
I'm not saying you're revealing secret information. That's not what I said. But the notion that this was a good thing to do for me is nonsense. It's crazy.
I don't think it's good or bad either way.
No. No.
No. How is it bad? What? Tell me when you say the ramifications.
So did you portray me in a good light? Well, that's what I'm not understanding here. How can you have it both ways? You either are trying to make me look like a buffoon, or you are, or you're trying to do me a solid by letting me know. Which is it?
No. I'm just since you were just 30 seconds before telling Jeffrey
again.
Like,
oh, how could you let this happen?
Yeah. The gravity of the two situations are a little bit different, and not knowing
what's the difference. Probably the severity of what's involved. He missed the court date that he didn't know he had for for the thing with the car. I think what's happening with me might be a bigger deal.
Oh, I don't know.
Depends
how much do you owe.
I don't think
it's that big of a deal.
I don't think it is either.
I think if you just pay it, you don't get arrested.
I guess. But what if I don't have enough money to pay it? This is my point.
Well, talking about it, this is my point. Us bringing it up doesn't change the fact of whether you can pay it or not.
Okay.
Do you guys agree with me, or
this does not help my reputation any more than it already does?
As opposed to the billboards that say Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute?
I got it. None of them look good. That's my point. So you're welcome.
If anyone wants to put up a billboard, Dumb doesn't pay his taxes.
Wow. Okay, let's just keep going. Wow. All right. Thanks, man.
But before you interrupted me, I was about ready to say in your defense that these taxes are
complicated. The CCA, it's usually about $100-$150 you have to pay.
I just got a notice. I got a letter from one of these tax agencies that said back in 2016, they go, we've done a review, and back in 2016, there's a discrepancy of certain amount of money from one municipality. It was reported in this municipality, but it wasn't reported in this other one or something like that. I just got a letter. I have to follow up on that and figure out what the hell that's all about. And it's confusing. I don't know what that means. So Dumb probably, what makes it complicated for people is Dumb has to do his own taxes. So when people pay him, and this was the point I was trying to make, he gets money for his wedding DJ stuff. They don't withhold taxes from that. So it's not like when you work for iHeart, they withhold your taxes. Right,
right, right.
So they withhold all of that. You don't have to worry about your income tax. But when you're running a business, you have to put some money aside to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. Some people don't do that. They make a mistake and it bites them in the ass. They go, well, what am I going to do? I need the money right now. And then they end up in the hole.
You got any advice for him, Jeffrey, for Dumb?
I don't know. I think at this point, if all Dumb has to do is call addresses, see what he owes. And I think the police would probably have bigger fish to fry than, you know, work.
So same advice. Just call.
Jason in Youngstown. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Hey.
Hey, man. I just wanted to say, I guess I'm not trying to justify Dumb's actions in any way. You know, we've all made mistakes, and for us to try to justify our actions isn't worth anything. But it's obvious you've never had a warrant for your arrest before, because somebody that has would have never dropped a dime on a friend like that. How can you drop a dime?
It's public record. It's on the website. Someone sent it to me. Everyone is going to find out about it.
Okay, and who else other than you has the number one syndicated radio show in the nation?
Everybody's going to find out about something on a county website?
No, but Dumb.
They found out about it because you talked about it.
No, no, no.
Yes.
No.
Rover.
You're not giving the power of your microphone enough credit, sir.
Wait, how? You're telling
Rover.
Me that. Yes.
Dumb, I'll tell you what, dude. After everything I've listened to from this freaking punk for the last year about you, I don't know why you waste your time with him anymore.
Why Dumb wastes his time with me?
Yeah. Because he makes mistakes, but you're not a real friend, dude. Sometimes I think you're a sociopath.
Jason, if someone sends me this information, where do you think that this information is just going to come to me and disappear? Or do you think that the person who sent it to me is going to post it on Facebook fan pages of the show, is going to post it on Reddit, is going to spread it around all over the place?
There's a big difference between reaching a few hundred people on the internet and reaching thousands.
Okay, but let's say that we reach a million people and we say, Dumb has a warrant out for his arrest. What difference does that make? It doesn't affect the warrant. The warrant exists. So talking about
you have a hard
mentioned that it affect the warrant.
You have a hard time understanding the difference between separating radio host and friend.
Jason's getting all riled up over this. He's defending Dumb for something. Does anyone agree with Jason? Dieter, do you agree? I mean, what? This is not something that me talking about it affects in any way. The fact of the matter is, the warrant exists.
It does not affect the warrant. It affects me as a human being and your tarnishing
it took
my
you a
reputation
year.
With purposeful intent.
Right.
With that purposeful intent to.
Nobody's known about it. You're trying to hurt him, dude. That's sick.
You did tell him about it in a roundabout way, just on the air.
Yeah,
sure. When did you find out about it, Rover?
I found out about it late last night, probably midnight.
It's been a whole year. So if he was arrested or pulled over for speeding, they were taking him in, right?
That's correct.
Oh, jeez.
Right. So, in other words, I'm doing Dumb a public service
there you
right
go.
Now.
Yes.
Pat yourself on the back and lay in bed tonight knowing you did a good thing, dude. Lay in bed, falling asleep, saying, man, I sure did one.
I can't
did dumb
agree
a solid
with Dumb
today.
More on this wow. because I can't disagree more because I don't think it affects the situation in any way.
Well, now I can take care of it. Now that he
right.
knows.
Right.
If you didn't tell him.
Yeah, nobody targets us. We don't put a bigger target on anybody's back
well,
or anything like
what
that.
What do you think?
Like,
the cops are going to be waiting for you out here?
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they're more vigilant, come through my area. They're not. People are looking to dick with us. You'd keep forgetting that part of the life that you don't live that the rest of us live.
Which is what? People try to dick with me all the time.
How?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Give me an example.
There are countless examples.
Go then. It should be easy to list them off.
Try
if they're countless.
Do you know how often people try to get me fired from my job? Try to complain? Are you serious? Try to take away my livelihood?
I would argue that's in effort what you're potentially doing here.
Are you kidding me? Are you insane? I'm trying to take away your life. How would this take away your livelihood?
If people think I'm a tax evader on purpose, why would they want to give me their money to do their weddings?
I don't think they would care one way or the other.
I disagree, Rover. It's a very personal industry, and people oftentimes pick you based on the person they think you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no idea what you're talking about now.
So if I wanted to hire you for you to DJ my wedding, would I be less inclined to hire you because you didn't pay your taxes last year or because you cheated on your wife with a prostitute in Nevada?
Both.
You tell me.
Both of those things don't like.
I mean, you admit to the one. I admitted to this too.
I didn't know about it. How am I supposed to admit to something I don't know about? What the hell's the matter with you? What kind of rationale is that?
Does anyone agree with him? I'm curious because maybe I'm just so cold and callous that I don't get it.
Bro thing would have been to tell him off the air.
Okay, kind of like Jeff. He didn't complain about telling Jeffrey that Jeffrey's wife was cheating on him. That was told to Jeffrey on the air. I don't remember too many complaints coming forward.
It wasn't. We asked him, would you want to know, Jeffrey, if we found that out? And we asked him that direct question before
on the
we
air.
Said it. Yes. And he had the option to say, no, I would not want to. And he said, yes, I would like to hear about it on the air.
I should have said, hey,
Because you,
if anyone has a warrant out for their arrest, would you want me to tell you?
Well, you were pondering. I'm saying you were pondering whether or not. At
I
that
just
time,
don't. If you, I don't remember too many complaints coming from anyone in that room.
No,
Jeffrey,
there was a discussion. No.
So I'm a hypocrite.
There was a discussion
then.
On the air, but there wasn't any.
No one
in that room was complaining.
Absolutely wrong on that. There was a discussion off the air beforehand. Should we tell Jeffrey on the air or off air? And we decided to ask him, would you want to know on air? Because we all thought maybe we should tell him that off the air. Even you, yes, we all thought, should we tell him off the air? There was a major discussion.
Jared, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jared.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, why is Dumb acting like such a bitch about this? Because if it was Charlie or anybody else, he'd be jumping up and down in the fart box like a damn idiot.
Kind of like he jumped up and down when he found out Jeffrey had a warrant out for his arrest. I didn't hear Dumb say, oh, my God, Rover, you shouldn't have said that to Jeffrey on the air. Shouldn't have told him. Does anyone recall Dumb saying that?
Yeah. No, and I'm telling you why. I already explained why. I feel like the gravity of the two offenses are different, and the reputation effect are different. And because you don't care about how we look to other people, like you just, you don't care. It's fine. I got it.
They're both minor misdemeanors.
No, it's fine.
It's not like...
I got it. It's
not like you were busted for kiddie porn or something like that. I mean,
Is that coming next?
I believe that this is a pretty sort of typical thing that could happen to almost anyone, Dumb. They couldn't... Here's what I think happened. If Dumb didn't know about this, which you say you didn't, right? You didn't know about it.
Oh.
Okay. So what happened... In my mind is they tried to reach Dumb. They've sent you a notice. They sent you a letter. You probably moved. They didn't have your correct address on file.
Did you move recently?
No.
No, in the past 5 years in the same spot.
Well, who knows what this could be from? This could be from 5 or 6 years ago. We don't know when the tax bill is from. So they tried to reach out to him. They couldn't get a hold of him. I think this is a fairly routine thing that happens.
So why do they need an arrest warrant for a stupid, if it's a minor tax mistake? You just underpaid $100. You need an arrest warrant?
Well, that's the court cost is the $127. We don't know what the tax bill is.
Yeah,
the tax bill could be $30,000.
Are you serious?
Well,
Do you know when this happened?
I don't know what the tax bill
is. You said you were aware
is.
That you were a little behind.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, but I didn't realize that it was like this type of offense. I just thought it was I gotta pay it. I didn't realize it was
So then you did know about it.
I owed money. I didn't know that I had.
So in other words, kind of like he just said, Jeffrey knew about this. Jeffrey knew.
I'm not talking about knowing about the offense. I'm talking about knowing about the warrant. Jesus, stop trying to convolute what I said. You're changing the words that
Jeffrey
I said.
Jeffrey didn't know he had an arrest.
You
warrant.
Are changing the words I said to affect your argument. You're changing stuff.
There's a double standard there. It's
of course there's a double standard for you and me. There's a double standard for you and Dieter. There are double standards rampant throughout this industry, this room, this show. So don't act like there aren't double standards. Everybody here. Charlie, are there double standards for you and everybody else?
Yeah, there's different standards.
Exactly. Who's not here today?
Dougie.
Because there's a double standard. Other people aren't allowed to do that, but she is. So there are double standards that run rampant around here.
Jay at West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Rover, just for the record, I was in radio for 20 years, and I was on a morning show, so I understand the whole dynamics of putting your personal life out there. But I will say one thing, Dumb. Remember back at a time when you came on here, I think it was back in February or something, when you were auditioning for the show, and you said you called yourself Captain Content, and ever since then...
Actually, a listener called me that. A listener called me that, and it just got adopted. So Rover called... Once the listener did it, and then Rover did it, then it stuck. So I didn't call myself that. Somebody called me that.
You played it up and said, I'm Captain Content. Now, when the content comes up that you don't like, you seem to have a real issue with all that stuff. I get it that you don't want all your personal life out there, but you're on a morning show, and that's what happens in this world.
Right. Okay, Jay. I got it. Okay.
Well, cool. Jay, thank you. It. Jay does have a point.
That's cool.
All right, I've got to take a break. So now Dumb and Jeffrey have to go underground during all of our commercial breaks, lest the the popo show up.
Yeah, don't go outside to smoke. Don't leave the building. Get to sneak out of here today.
Are we on the hook for harboring fugitives, Dieter?
Yes. Yes.
This is like a safe house that I'm running here. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's an iHeart radio station.
Unfortunately, I don't have any stories we're in front of me.
We're still printing.
Oh, okay. Oh, all yeah. Right. Thank you, Charlie.
WMMS.
Where'd that go?
They were all old. They were okay. Old stories, so we shredded them.
All right.
Dougie's not here today. It was a fact that Dumb gave me this morning before we hit the airwaves.
Dougie's not here today, so Jeffrey's going to do the shizzy for us in a few minutes. Ryan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Rover, before the break, you guys were talking about Dumb's arrest warrant.
Yes.
I just wanted to, you know, let Dumb know it's bench warrant's not a big deal. They're not going to come busting down any doors to come get you. Biggest issue you'd have is if you got pulled over, they're going to run your record, see that you have a bench warrant. They might pick you up at that time. I doubt that they would hold you. And at that point, you can, like, usually make a deal with them if you don't have the money to pay what's due at that time. Mm-hmm.
But they would take you in, right, if you got pulled over for speeding?
I've had a bench warrant, and I got taken in.
They have to take you in.
Probably.
Do you have a warrant?
For how long? I mean, can you resolve it, like, within an hour, or are you there for a day?
If you pay it.
I think a lot of times, yeah, if you pay it or at least make, you might have to talk to a judge. So if they pick you up after court hours, then.
Like on a Friday night, that could be bad.
Yeah. That's the move is they take you in on a Friday. So you're stuck all weekend till Monday. Uh-huh. And then you miss your wedding on Saturday night.
So just drive safe. And is the car registered to your name, Dumb?
I don't know where Dumb is. He's.
He's trying to take care of it.
He's probably on the phone trying to pay this or something. I don't know where he went. Brian in Vero Beach, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I called to talk to Dumb. Is he in there or what?
Yes, he just walked back in. Yes.
Hey, Dumb.
What? Talk. God, he just told you I'm here.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry, bud. Hey, explain to me what happened first. Did you come in and cry and beg for your job first, or did you threaten to sue the radio station to take a free vacation first? How dare you sit there and tell Rover he's not a good friend to you?
I didn't say that. A listener said that. Stop putting words in my mouth. I did not say Rover's...
You do not...
This is my turn to talk. This is my turn to talk. This is my turn to talk. God. Do you understand? I'm going to talk now, so you stop talking, Brian. I did not say that about Rover. Do you understand me? I did not say he's not a good friend, so stop putting words in my mouth.
Okay, then tell me what happened first. Did you come in and cry and make us all listen?
I don't know. I've cried on this show more times than I can remember, so I can't keep track of it.
Please give me a job, please.
Yes, okay. What is your point?
My point is, you just need to shut up and...
Why? Why should I shut up? Well, I'm being spoken to and talked about, so just sit here and don't say any words?
But someone did bring up a point. Dumb, why is your reputation... You're worried about your reputation. Why is your reputation any more important than Jeffrey's reputation? So you didn't have a problem when Jeffrey's arrest warrant was brought up the other day.
Again, I'm going to refer back to the... gravity of the offense. In my mind, this is a bigger deal than what happened with Jeffrey.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then thank you. I appreciate that.
It's not
that.
Like you're a felon. I mean,
I understand that, but in my mind, I'm embarrassed about it. So what? At least, he has no embarrassment about it. At least I'm embarrassed. I guess maybe that's the difference. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed about the prostitute stuff. Just because it came up now doesn't mean I haven't been working since that happened, since I've been divorced, to try to repair everything I've done to all the people in my life. I have been trying to do better, okay? And this sucks. That's why I'm pissed off right now. I didn't even realize it was this bad.
Gigi did send a text message and said, Dumb did say Rover's not a good friend, even though he's claiming that he didn't now.
We can pull the tape.
Then if I did say that, I'm wrong. This would not be something a good friend would do to another friend. How about that? A boss trying to dick with somebody? Good job. You did good at that.
Petey in, Ricky in New Jersey first. Ricky, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, just to start off, I did lie to whoever was screening the phones because I didn't want to get dumped.
Yeah.
So I figured I would lie and say I was taking dumb side just in case you had anything like
that. Dump him right through.
Because that's what it says right here on the phone.
What a stupid idiot.
Like,
I'm not even answering
through.
The
got,
phone.
Got you through.
What a complete idiot.
I lost my voice.
You just lost any credibility to your comment.
Dude, you're an idiot. You weren't brought back on this show for your winning personality. The drama in your life that you create is entertaining. It entertains me and everybody else that listens to this show. You weren't back because you're a great producer. Come on, give everybody a break.
I got that. And in fact, I kind of have picked up on that since I've been back, that's all that's going to happen here. I'm just going to get picked on and just be treated like a buffoon like I'm Jeffrey. So I'm essentially just going to start working like Jeffrey. So the amount of output you're going to get is going to be really bad.
You're going to be on your phone. You're already on your phone all day.
I'll be on my
phone.
You
should watch the aftermath. You should see this guy. He's on his phone nonstop.
Still?
He's worse than Jeffrey.
No.
Worse.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey's addicted.
I can't believe that Charlie, who runs the aftermath, I can't believe Charlie doesn't bring this up. Charlie runs a loose ship there on the aftermath, I guess, because I was watching in the background as I was working on some stuff yesterday or the day before, whatever it was. I have the aftermath up as we're testing some stuff out with the new app. And Dumb's just on his phone the entire time during the aftermath, just staring at his phone. Charlie, how do you allow that?
I assume he's produced, like he's doing something for the show.
In the middle of the aftermath, he's producing my show. In the middle of the aftermath,
that's what I just assumed.
You don't assume that.
No, I really no. In all honesty, I seriously do. Like I remember one day he was trying to get prostitutes, and I remember he was chatting with prostitutes all day, and I didn't want was definitely on his phone at that time. But
all the stuff I do for Doogie before the show, I'm going to stop doing. Doogie can do it herself, or you can do it for a Rover. Since I don't do anything here, I don't produce anything. I just show up and get made fun of. So sounds good.
Someone is already suggesting that we change Dumb's nickname on the show from Captain Content to Captain Convict. So maybe. Jeffrey, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah, if I have the stories in front of me, I'd be ready to go.
All right.
Breaking news.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, here we go. Let's get the teasing thing. But Taylor Swift's in the news. Her and that Scott Borchetta and Scooter Braun illegally stopped her from re-recording her music. And here we go. It's she claimed that in her record label owners have banned her from performing her old songs at the American Music Awards this month. She claimed Thursday that she has now been forced to announce a Netflix documentary. She said they won't let her use the story.
Yeah.
Please.
So, Taylor Swift just recently somehow, I don't know how this even is possible, but Scooter Braun bought all of her songs and now owns them. She's no longer allowed to, she can perform them, but she's about to be awarded some sort of like decade, artist of the decade or something.
Mm-hmm.
On TV, she's not allowed to perform a medley of her hits because it's on TV because it would be considered a recording of them, and she's not allowed to re-record any of her songs until November 2020. Somehow, I don't even understand how that's possible.
How did he do it? How did he outbid her, or how do you have the money to buy it?
I don't think he even outbid her. I think he bought
a record label.
Record label that owned her stuff without even knowing. No one knew that the record label was even going to be sold.
Okay,
yeah. So she didn't have the option to do it, and it's some like small crappy record label that the other Scott guy in this story. He had been with her from the beginning, and he owned some crap record label when she was still a country
artist.
Big
Machine, I think, maybe, or something like that.
So
big
then,
something or other.
Scooter Braun bought that record label, owns all of her music up until, I don't know if it was her last album or not, but owns all of it. So she's about to get this big award. She can't do her songs. And she does plan on re-recording all of her tracks so that Scooter Braun no longer gets the money. And she has a Netflix documentary coming out, and she's not allowed to perform any of her old songs in that. All the songs you know. Any song you know is one of the songs that Scooter Braun owns. So this is what she's battling right now.
All right.
And according to the DHS, confirms there's no new border wall yet. This is the administration still is yet to fence any new miles of border with President Trump's wall. A top Homeland Security official acknowledged Thursday that though he said that's not the right
random
way to look at the problem.
Yeah,
this,
I thought you were still doing Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I thought so too.
There's no new border wall yet.
Okay.
No new border wall.
I thought we've
already built most of it, according to the president.
None of it has blocked off a portion of the border where it wasn't previously some type of barrier.
Next.
All right, next story.
And the community, you know, we've talked about homeless, you know, homeless people around. You know, I saw a lot of that in Las Vegas,
homeless
and,
people.
And a homeless shelter has come under fire for adopting a new menu in their soup kitchen. You know, I mean, usually you're homeless, you can't be a beggar, you can't sit in the middle of the news.
Okay, what happened?
So basically, it's over 100 homeless men and women were sent to the hospital after eating at the shelter. The shelter found a cookbook on Amazon.com they thought would help feed the homeless. Mayor Todd LaFonla...
Who?
Says that the book... Mayor Todd LaFonla...
Okay.
That the book includes recipes like a turkey under a towel, a 60-day cereal. Police are now investigating the author of the cookbook and now considering charging him with menacing or subjecting the underprivileged to his French Canadian cuisine. We are asked to.
Don't mention that publicly. There's a warrant out for Jeffrey's arrest for the cook.
Continue
for
reading.
Almost killing homeless people.
When asked to comment, the author is Chef. Okay, I guess.
What's the chef's name?
Yeah, Chef Boyardee's Nuts. I probably can't remember. Okay, nice news story there, brother.
I probably can't remember.
Well, I did the one about the teacher getting suspended after a, the X-rated email, so I did that story already.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I did that in First Shizzy.
Okay. No, I don't think you did.
Definitely didn't.
You just teased read it yourself. But never did it.
No, he did, but... It was during the time when Charlie was talking. And
oh, so nobody heard that.
Nobody heard it.
All right. Well, we did it then.
Then go on. Next story.
All right. Gym. You love going to the gym, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gym members banned for life for insane brawl. Police are investigating. And this is gym members who beat the hell out of each other with exercise equipment are now in serious trouble. They've been banned from the facility for life, and cops say they're now investigating.
Does it say what gym chain it is? Or?
It... doesn't say.
It was in England. Okay. Have you seen this?
No,
I don't have that video yet. I'll have that for you.
Friday Leftovers.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's very visual.
Okay.
It's just a brawl breaks out in a gym.
Using dumbbells?
Yes.
And
they're hitting each other with
a swing a barbell like a baseball bat.
Swung it like a baseball bat.
It is wild.
Yes.
That's 45 pounds you're swinging.
Well, the bar itself, I think, weighs 55 pounds.
or 45.
Well, I defer to Jeffrey on this. Yeah, I think he knows.
No, it's because I had the same type of equipment when I was in high school, and that's what I was told. The bar weighs 55 pounds.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, and finally, PayPal stops paying what? Pornhubs. PayPal stops supporting Pornhub.
That's your favorite site.
I don't go to Pornhub.
Why?
Anyways, Pornhub may be viewed as a free destination for the consumption. You know, everyone wants to consume porn with the age of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, PayPal is going to stop supporting Pornhub. But for performance, it's actually a way to generate income. However, receiving that income just got a little more difficult as PayPal no longer supports payments for the site.
All right.
So, and that's the shizzy out. Rover's Morning Glory.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
iHeart Radio Station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Don't play games until someone loses an eye.
Or their lunch.
Oh my God, there goes a lot.
Well, that's actually pretty funny.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Shane in Louisville, Kentucky. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to point out how cruel all y'all are. Obviously, I've listened to the last half of that shizzy, and the way Jeffrey's twisting his words and getting them backwards and confusing them, it's obvious signs that he's having a stroke. to be worried about dumb having a warrant on him, he should be really thinking about his friends and maybe calling 911 to get an ambulance.
Yes. Well, we're doing it all for entertainment because I'm that cold and callous. We're just enjoying Jeffrey having a stroke live during the shizzy. You're right, Shane. Very, very cruel. I appreciate it. Jeffrey, are you all right over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. One thing I did not hear Jeffrey bring up in any of his shizzies this morning, he's been filling in for Doogie doing the news.
No, yeah, I'm not perfect.
Doogie just decided to take the day off. The big story of the day is what? What's the biggest
story? I would
story?
Say it's the impeachment inquiry going on in Washington.
What else?
That's a big one.
What else?
What else
news?
Is in the news? Big story in the news, maybe even yesterday, bigger than any impeachment talk.
There was a death hoax.
Who?
Someone said that the Dwayne The Rock Johnson was killed during doing a stunt for his latest movie.
That was bigger than the impeachment?
That was the biggest story yesterday?
I'm just saying.
I heard about this, Rover.
Yeah.
They thought he died.
Yeah.
The Rock.
The Rock. Death hoax. That was a huge story.
I would venture to say that I believe the impeachment thing that's going on in Washington right now.
Anything else? Rack your brain. Anything else bigger?
I can't think of anything else from yesterday.
Nothing, wow.
No other big stories yesterday.
So, I mean, I didn't get a chance.
What else do you think could be the biggest story yesterday?
That I don't know, to be honest with you. I'll tell you, I'm not a news person, and I just do the best that I can.
Don't you look at your Facebook feed and your news feed on your phone all the time?
Nothing in the news yesterday.
I know what we talked about, one big sports story that was the Browns game. From last night.
Oh, yeah, that was a big story. Myles Garrett hitting the Steelers quarterback over the head with his own helmet. Okay, no other big stories.
I can't think of any other big stories off the top of my head.
Maybe out west?
There was a school shooting out west in California.
Oh, so you did hear about it.
But The Rock was a bigger story.
The Rock death hoax was bigger than the high school shooting.
Well, no, there was a high school shooting in California. I just really didn't get a chance to digest the story to see where in California it's from. It's probably sounds like to me it's outside Los Angeles,
north of Los Angeles, Santa Clarita High School.
I think 22
high school in Santa Clarita.
22
California.
Victims.
Digest the story, see what comes out.
22. I don't think there were 22 victims. I don't know where he's getting that from. No. Two victims were killed, and the shooter himself is in grave condition. After he shot himself, this school shooting took a grand total of 16 seconds from the time that he pulled out his gun until he shot himself. 16 seconds.
That's very quick.
He shot 5 people in 16 seconds. 2 of them dead. A 14-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl, I think, were both killed.
What kind of gun?
I believe it was a 45 caliber handgun.
Because I heard that nobody saw the gun until the shooting started. So it wouldn't be like an AR-15 or anything, because you wouldn't be able to hide that.
No, it was just a pistol. It was a handgun, 45 caliber.
Wouldn't most of these school shootings, the shooter probably would prefer to carry a handgun just so it's easy to conceal rather than a full-size assault rifle?
No, because the assault rifles have a higher magazine capacity.
Okay.
I don't know what the solution is here to these school shootings, but something obviously has to be done. I don't know what it is.
How old was the kid?
The kid had just, it was his 16th birthday.
Oh,
yesterday.
Okay. Oh, good birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm going to go kill some people and then try to kill myself.
That's the one thing that mystifies me about these school shootings, the ones I've read about. It's like, what drive? You always hear about the people, the kid getting bullied. Say, oh, I'm going to get my revenge. I'm just going to get a gun, mow everybody down. That's probably sometimes because that's what they think that happened when, remember the Columbine shooting back in 99, I believe, and involving Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. They claim that they were bullied, and they just got sick and tired of it, and they said, well, okay, this is what we're going to do. So I'm thinking
kind of a myth, though. If you read into the Columbine shooting, they really weren't bullied kids. This kid, we don't know. He was quiet, as classmates describe him as quiet. Always a red flag in my mind.
Always.
Anyone who's quiet, be wary of them.
Kept to themselves.
16-year-old Nathaniel Burhau is the shooter in this case. But, man, I feel bad. There were school shootings when I was a kid.
But I don't remember any.
Nothing like this.
The first one I ever heard of was Columbine. I never heard of one before that. It just
no, there were school shootings, but they weren't as common as they are now.
No, I never.
I mean, these poor kids have to go to their high schools worried about getting blown away.
No, I know. That's why people are like, do you want to be back in high school? Because to me, it was a good time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, because of the school shootings. That's why I wouldn't want to go back. Mm-hmm. I love to go back for the partying and all that. Mm-hmm. But you have kids in school. Don't you worry about
I worry about them all the time. But I believe that Lakewood schools take the proper security measures to make sure, you know, that they're safe and whatnot. And my daughter's got having a cell phone, and, you know, she would be able to get a hold of me in the event of an emergency. But when I was a teenager, when I was their age, the main thing I had to worry about when I was in school was just getting hit, just getting in a fight.
Exactly. You would solve it with with a fist. Fight.
Yeah.
You'd have a fight,
I
have
to worry about guns.
3 o'clock, meet me out in the field or in the parking lot. Now everybody's got to come with a damn gun and kill people and kill their friends, and then he tries to kill himself.
Now, speaking of shootings, I'm curious what you think about this. So this shooting, obviously terrible. Another shooting was the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. You'll recall
that. That was a terrible shooting.
That was back in, what year was that?
Say like 2013, 2014, because we talked about it extensively on this show.
Yeah, I think most shows probably talked about it extensively. It was, I don't know.
2012 remember.
Or over. 2012. Okay, so he's completely wrong. That Adam Lanza guy walked into an elementary school, forced his way in, and shot and killed a bunch of young children.
26 people, 20 kids.
Yeah.
26
just
children.
The worst possible situation that you could imagine took place at Sandy Hook. The Supreme Court just ruled this week that a survivor of Sandy Hook and the relatives of victims of Sandy Hook can pursue their lawsuit against the maker of the firearm that killed all those people, Remington Arms. They sold the Bushmaster AR-15 rifle to the general public, and the survivor and family members of those kids killed are suing Remington Arms, claiming that they should have never sold this weapon. It's so dangerous and deadly. It also says in their lawsuit that Remington targeted younger, at-risk males, that they had product placement and violent video games, which I'm guessing that's something I never thought of, really. If you make a video game, do you have to license the firearm that is portrayed in the video
game? Wow. Never thought about that.
Never thought about that either.
For instance, an NFL game, a football game, if you want to use a team and players, you have to license that.
That's a person.
Sure. I'm sure you have to license it. That's why when, like you're playing, if you remember GoldenEye, all the guns were called like the PPK, and they're just kind of made up, or PP7, and they're just kind of similar, but they were different.
Mm-hmm.
I think because they probably couldn't license the actual guns.
So, some games might have the Bushmeister instead of the Bushmaster.
Yeah.
AR-16.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen is this is going to open the floodgates, because if other shootings like this occur, that the victims are going to come in and actually sue the firearm manufacturer.
Yeah. So
that's going to open some serious lawsuit floodgates here.
I don't know whether or not there's anything to this lawsuit. I think everyone knows that I own guns. I support people having guns, but I also support trying to enact more gun control laws. I'm fine with that. I think we should take more steps to keep guns out of the hands of people with mental problems. And even if you try and do that, you have the NRA and you have other groups going, oh, they're going to abuse that. And, oh, if you have these red flag laws, oh, a family member can report that someone's going crazy and threatening them, and then they're going to go take their guns without due process. And it's just an uphill battle. But is there anything to this lawsuit? I think they're going to have, look, the Supreme Court said, go ahead. All they ruled was, yes, you can proceed with your lawsuit. Remington was trying to get this lawsuit thrown out. And the Supreme Court said, nope, we'll allow this lawsuit to continue.
But I said go for
Remington
it.
Remington has to spend a boatload of money defending themselves.
But you say go ahead, let them. Is the gun selling. Manufacturer really responsible
They know
for
what they're
that?
Selling. They know who they're selling it to.
They don't know who they're selling
it to. Adam Lanza? He didn't even buy that gun. It was his
mother's gun.
His mom's gun. So that wouldn't solve it.
Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
it was legally owned by his
mother.
Stop
selling the gun. If you don't want to get sued, stop selling it.
Look at the California case. Did that kid have an AR-15? No, he had a handgun. Okay. So it's not the AR-15 that's the problem. You can't just, we'll take away those and it's going to stop the school
shootings.
The
AR-15, he might have shot a lot more people, though.
True.
He still shot 5 people in 16 seconds.
That's, I'm not saying, yeah. I'm
then saying he had quick. To stop because he had to probably, he was out of bullets.
Yeah, if he had a huge 100-round magazine or whatever they have, or whatever clip, whatever it's called, a drum or something, he could have shot a lot more people.
Bump stock.
Yeah. I think people get very mad if you call them bullets and not rounds or clips or magazines, whatever they're called. I think there's a total point to suing them. If they should take it up, they shouldn't just follow the how the law works here, where like how you have to buy a gun. They should set up their own way, where like their own standards. We're not going to sell guns to weirdos anymore. We're not going to set up their own system to block weirdos from getting guns. If the government's not going to stop it, why don't the gun manufacturers do it?
Dan in Vero Beach, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Hey, so here's the thing. Number one, it was the Connecticut Supreme Court, not the United States Supreme Court, that said that they could sue them. So Remington obviously is going to appeal that.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. It was the United States Supreme. No. It was the United States Supreme Court. It was. They just ruled on it. Dan, it was Tuesday. The Supreme Court ruled on it Tuesday.
The Connecticut Supreme Court. You better double check. And number two, if that's the case, if you're going to have somebody that's going to get in trouble for manufacturing a legal firearm that was legally manufactured and legally sold as an AR-15, who's suing Porsche for the two kids that just launched into the top part of that house?
That's not what the Porsche is made for, though. The Porsche is not
speed?
It's such a stupid.
But no, Charlie, he has
just
a point.
A stupid argument.
He has a point. If why doesn't Porsche limit their cars to only be able to have a top speed of 75 miles per hour?
Because you could take it out on a track and you could legally do it. There's a legal purpose for it.
But you can use an AR-15 to hunt.
It's a weapon.
There's a legal purpose for it.
It also has
Charlie.
A purpose of driving where it's an accident. This is a weapon. It's used strictly to kill people. That's why it exists. To kill people. Huh?
You drove a car so fast that it launched off the air into a building.
Yeah.
And that what you're going to do is if you start letting them sue the manufacturer, that's legal. I mean, if the gun seriously wasn't legal or it was changed so they could do something with it, I understand that. But if you modify it, but you set out a car or a motorcycle that can do 200 miles an hour and it ran into a group full of kids and killed them, are you going to sue Honda?
I'll answer your question again. Quit comparing guns to cars because cars have a different purpose. Their purpose is to get you from point A to point B. They're not usually used as a weapon. They can be used
but
as a
guns,
stop.
Charlie,
they
no,
can
guns have legitimate
used,
purposes.
Yeah, for hunting.
For killing.
Hunting, no, and
sport.
For protection.
And killing.
What about sport?
Yes, sport, sharpshooting.
Yes.
Yes, I see that in the Olympics, or shooting targets.
That's not what it exists for. It exists for putting a bullet through somebody's head, and it exists for killing strictly.
And Dan,
that's
just, to be clear, it was the United States Supreme Court that ruled.
Dan's an idiot.
Connecticut.
Well, the lawsuit is filed in Connecticut. And it wound its way up through the court system all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And the United States Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that lawsuit can proceed. All right.
So
the rest of your point is valid, though, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. That made sense. You were just an
bad
idiot about that.
Bad info on the first 50% of his argument. Good info on the second 50% of his argument. Look, I'm all for coming up with ways to prevent these tragedies. I'm all for coming up with ways to stop people who are criminals, potential criminals, people who are mentally defective. I'm up for any suggestion that people have for keeping guns out of their hands. However, I don't know if this is the right approach to take. This, to me, doesn't seem like I'm with Dan here. I don't know how you can sue the maker of this firearm who is selling a legal item. And to the best of my knowledge, Remington, I mean, if they were taking out ads in a publication that was designed to target mentally insane people, That had violent tendencies, and they're like, hey, we know you're crazy, and the gun for crazy people is the Bushmaster AR-15. It could really blow a kid's head off. If they were advertising like that, I would agree with the lawsuit. But to the best of my knowledge, they're just making a gun. They're just advertising it in stupid Field & Stream magazine or whatever the hell they're doing like everyone else is. I don't think they've done anything wrong. Now, you can debate whether or not the public should have AR-15s. That's a different debate. But suing the gun manufacturer, I don't think they hold any responsibility for the actions of Adam Lanza, who didn't even own this gun. It was his mother's gun. And he's the one that went in. You know, there's another case I'll tell you about in just a minute that is very disturbing to me personally. It's a gun case, a lawsuit, and I'll tell you about it, why it's so disturbing, in just a moment. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory, an iHeart Radio station.
Dumb down your smart speaker with Rover's Morning Glory. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Rover's Morning Glory. They've been verbally assaulting the population for years.
But their time is up.
Join the movement. You are not alone.
Me too.
Me too.
You are hashtag RMG2.
Bruce in Dayton, yeah. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, yo.
Hey, man.
Love
yo, thank you.
Hey, just wanted to say I'm a United States Navy veteran. Worked search and rescue. Got my expert shot pistol and rifle, CCW, a couple of states. Shot in a couple of national match tournaments. NRA life member. I agree they need to do something with the guns and gun control in some way. I don't know what it is, but they got to do something. It's getting crazy.
Why do you still stay in the NRA? Just real quick, why do you stay in the NRA when they refuse any sort of... they don't want to move an inch because they worry so much that if you move an inch, then they're going to take them away. But NRA... Most even NRA members agree to just some sort of common sense gun legislation, but they just refuse.
Well, the biggest reason is once you become a life member, you don't have to pay anymore. You're already paid up. It's just paid full in, and then you just kind of support what you feel you can support, and then they ask for more, and you either give or you don't.
Here's the thing. There are no easy, as best I can tell, there are no easy solutions, but here's what I see the problem. And this is where our politicians really fail us, and I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or whatever, but... we elect these people to represent us, and I don't have all the answers. I'm a radio guy who goes by the name of Rover. I shouldn't have all the answers. In fact, I should have almost no answers. Just think about that. I'm a guy who goes by the name Rover. You shouldn't listen to anything I say. But we pay these politicians with our taxpayer money. They need to put their heads together and figure out ways, and there are ways, there are things we can do. It's not, we understand, and I understand, you know, I hear the argument from people, they go, well, it's not going to, if you do X, Y, and Z, it's not going to stop school shootings. I understand, it won't, but it could reduce.
There is one other thing I wanted to say, too. For my Glock, my 9mm, the standard magazine that comes with it, you get a 16 and a 20-round magazine, which is still quite a few bullets. And I have extra large-capacity magazines for these weapons. I have two that hold 50 rounds for my handgun.
Yeah.
They make them for handguns also.
Yeah, I know they do. The guy who used to work here had like a gazillion of these things. He was always trying to give me these for my Glocks. He's always like, and these magazines, they stick down. They make your handgun look like a little Uzi almost.
I mean, how long it is. Like curves.
Yeah, they're so long. And
right.
He's like, here's a 6,000 round capacity magazine for your Glock. I'm like, oh, gee, thanks. If in case an invading army comes to my house, I'll be able to defend myself. But look, maybe that's part of the thing. Maybe we limit the magazine size. Maybe that's something we could look at. I don't know. And then people will say, well, but then they could just swap out magazines, and I can swap out a magazine in a quarter of a second. Okay, sure, I get it, but I guess I would rather, if I were involved in a shooting, if I were in a nightclub or something and some guy opened fire, I certainly would rather him have a magazine capacity of 10 as opposed to 100.
Well, sure.
You know, so I don't know. I don't have all of the answers. I don't know what can be done. And I understand nothing is going to solve the problem entirely. I get it. I that may be people's goal, but let's be realistic. It's not going to happen. Just like people who have the goal, we're going to stop bullying in high schools. Okay, nice goal, but it's never going to happen. Ever, period. For as long as there are humans on this earth, there will be bullying. But that doesn't mean you don't do anything. You know, the argument would be like the gun control argument. If you were to equate that to bullying, you'd say, well, people are going to bully, so not going to take any steps to prevent bullying. And the gun control stuff is, well, people are still going to shoot each other, so let's not do anything. And I don't think that's the right way to do it either. Nick in Allentown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, what's up?
Now I wanted to weigh in on that lawsuit thing, Remington, and then I also came up with some other stuff. Now, the thing with that is, right, Remington doesn't particularly sell the firearms to the individuals. Most of the time you go through a separate
dealer,
supplier,
right.
Whether it's a mom-and-pop shop or Cabela's or wherever you go. You're not buying it from Remington. Most of the time, you can buy them directly from the manufacturer, if you want something etched in it or whatever the case is, different specs on it, but you're not typically going through the manufacturer to purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
So having a lawsuit against that is just absolutely ridiculous. That's like having a lawsuit for spoons because it makes people fat because people overeat.
Well, if Remington has done something, and I guess we'll have to wait till this lawsuit plays out. If they've done something so egregious or so horrible, I guess it will come out. From what I've seen so far, just saying, well, they make the AR-15, an AR-15, they make it, therefore they should be held liable for shootings. I don't necessarily agree with that, and I guess we'll wait to see what exactly they have in this lawsuit that they filed in Connecticut. But I look at the Sandy Hook thing, and I really look at that, and I go, if we didn't change laws after that, I don't know what would get us to change laws, because I can't think of anything more horrific than someone. What could someone do that would make us say we need to do something about this problem? I mean, you think this school shooting in Santa Clarita where two people were killed is going to have any effect? Nope, not going to happen. It didn't have an effect when 26 people, 20 of them 5- and 6-year-olds, were mowed down. No, didn't help. Nothing happened. But the other lawsuit that I wanted to bring up to you, and this, I read this and I go, jeez. Do you remember the Gilroy Garlic Festival? This was in California.
Vaguely.
This was the guy who There was a garlic festival, of all things, in this little town in California, which is sounds like the most boring thing in the world.
You must really love garlic if you want to go to this. Yep.
And they, the guy went in, remember he had a gun, and he went in through a, they did have police and whatnot there. They went in through,
did he went in through a fence,
right, cut out a part of the back fence.
Yeah.
Went in, shot the place up, and I believe officers took him out, didn't they? Didn't they shoot and kill him?
I think so.
I think that's what happened, but there are so many of these, it's hard to keep track. Do you remember that?
I remember the shooting. I don't remember many of the details.
I know we probably have video of the Gilroy Garlic shooting.
Let me look for it. It
says he killed himself and three others.
Oh, he killed himself.
Yeah. This is from 2019. This wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, it just happened. I thought police shot him.
This is Wikipedia.
I know that they were on scene and they engaged him very, very quickly.
You do have video on
7/29. And what's a
Gilroy?
It said the cops. Okay. The cops shot him many times, and then he killed himself.
Here's video of the Gilroy Garlic Festival.
There were reports of shooting on the north side of the Garlic Festival. Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed.
It just started popping off like fireworks. It sounded like firecrackers. That's what I thought it was. I had no idea until he grabbed me and he started pulling me and telling me that's gunfire.
So there was other video that we had from inside the festival. People running. I mean, obviously, you can imagine what would happen if you were at a festival and
it appears as if
people start shooting. And there was one where people, I forget, there was another video that came out. And it was pretty scary because the guy, he's just calmly walking through this place shooting.
I don't think I've ever seen that, so I don't think we had that.
But anyhow, there's been a lawsuit filed by survivors in that case, the Gilroy Garlic Festival. And they're suing festival organizers. They say, you should have known. This could have been entirely prevented. You should have known that people are walking around with guns and shooting places up. Therefore, you are responsible for our pain and suffering and mental trauma and all of that. You didn't have enough security people to contain the perimeter of your event. Now, they had fencing in place. They fenced the whole area off. This guy cut through the fence. I mean, what in the world? Honest to God, what are these organizers supposed to do? What's next? You have to put a big bulletproof dome over the event? Because what if some guy leaps out of a plane and parachutes in and has a gun and starts shooting up? Well, you should have known.
You need like a moat around it.
A moat? A dome?
With alligators in it.
Yes.
All of it.
Was it just one security guard at the front? If that's the case, that's a problem.
No, of course they didn't have just one security guard.
Okay.
But they probably don't have a security guard every 10 feet at the Gilroy Garlic Festival along the perimeter of the fence. That would be it just wouldn't be economically feasible. And this made me certainly pay attention, because imagine if something happened at Roverfest. Are you going to be on the hook for that? They're going to say, you didn't have enough security. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Out of all the planning that goes into it, all of the police that we have there, all of the security protocols that we have.
Fencing all around.
Fencing around the entire perimeter, still going to get sued. Even if a guy takes a boat up to Roverfest, crawls through the underbrush, gets to the fence, cuts through the fence, comes in, shoots people, they're going to go, Rover, you should have known that a guy who operates to the level of a Navy SEAL could have gotten in and cut through the fence and started shooting people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. The people who are responsible for these mass shootings are the mass shooters. That's who's responsible. Not the poor organizers of the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Not the thing in Las Vegas. Do you know that they settled that lawsuit? I think, I don't know for sure, but.
The hotel?
Well, who's at
MGM?
The hotel across the street or the grounds where the shooting happened?
Well, it was owned by the same place. MGM owned both the grounds and the hotel across the street from the grounds. The, whatchamacallit, Mandalay Bay. And survivors and families of that shooting in Las Vegas, which was just unbelievable. And you forget even about that. You go, what are the details on that one again? I don't even remember.
Well, that one I remember.
That was so insane what happened there. This guy's up in his hotel room, 20 stories up or whatever, picking people off from across the street with a high-powered rifle
with a bump stock.
And they sued. Survivors sued the hotel. And they said, well, you didn't have the proper exit plan. That was part of their argument.
They had no idea.
Here's what they said. They said the whole area was fenced in. And people couldn't get out. Now, at this Gilroy Garlic Festival, they go, you didn't have the proper perimeter. This guy was able to get right in, cut through a fence. So what do? You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If you have a good perimeter, you don't let people in, oh, well, then a shooting takes place from across the street. People can't get out, you're going to get sued.
Could you sue a movie theater? Like, let's say you go to an AMC and you're going to watch a movie and there's a shooting inside the theater. Could you sue AMC because they didn't strip search you before you went in to watch the movie?
AMC certainly was sued over that case in Colorado. They said, you don't have the proper security for... Remember the guy who came in as the Joker and shot that place up?
James Holmes, is his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these shooters will go into places and the place has no idea what's about to go down.
Of course not.
What it is.
A movie theater...
The back door was open.
They are certainly not responsible for that. So what if the back door is open?
That there should be an alarm, Rover. Something should be set off. I think they changed it now. If you prop open an emergency door, go out and get your guns and come back in that way, alarm should go off, security. We were just at a movie, and there's a cop just standing. He was actually in the door of the theater just watching the movie. So when I ran out to go to the bathroom, I had to go past this cop who was making sure nobody was sneaking in.
Okay, so you know what you could do if you wanted to shoot up that movie theater? You walk in. Nonchalantly, you walk right into the theater, you get to that cop who's standing there looking at the screen, you shoot him in the back of the head, now you go in and you shoot everyone. That's not going to stop people.
Oh, he was eyeing every person that walked out and walked in. Right when I opened that door, he looked at me to make sure I was the guy that left.
Okay.
He was vigilant. He was head on a swivel.
Okay. And so are the security guards in Dayton at the bar. And the people, you know, that guy shoots people up.
Remember when we were at Oktoberfest in Munich, how there was a yitload of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the only officers that were only real security that we saw was actually going onto the site. The other ones were probably either uniform or police clothes, plain clothes, but still that, you know, kind of made me a little nervous because you don't know what's going to go off. That was a lot of people.
He probably got this from me because I think I might have mentioned this. Yeah. I know Jeffrey wasn't thinking to himself, there's not enough security here.
No, he's looking at a 6-foot blonde. Love this chick with big boobs.
At Oktoberfest in Germany, I was stunned by the lack of police presence. I mean, there are some police officers there, but...
With guns? In Germany? You didn't look?
I don't remember. They probably had guns. I mean, I've seen in Germany, I've been there before, and I've seen police officers with like machine guns and stuff. You'll see this on the street. You'll be in, I was in France right before we went to Germany, and I saw all over France in the airport and on the street downtown in France, you'll see soldiers walking with machine guns. So But I was really surprised that the security, they had some security guys or whatever, but no pat downs, no metal detectors, nothing.
That's crazy.
I will tell you that that place will be a target for terrorism in the upcoming few years. There are so many people packed in there, and I think it will be a target.
Because I noticed that when Mary Elizabeth and I, we would sometimes we'd walk around the city, like we'd go to like a restaurant or something, and we see like, you know, police. Yes, they do. They are armed, but they're armed with the standard type of handgun that our police officers here in the United States are armed with.
Shane in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Hey.
I just wanted to comment on the cases that you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
I feel as though it's going to be a slippery slope. If you allow this lawsuit to go through, then what's stopping people from suing Miller Lite because you got assaulted by a drunk guy in a bar, or McDonald's because it made you fat, or Louisville Slugger because someone smashed your mailbox?
Charlie, yeah, let's ask Charlie that.
Yeah.
Charlie, if I get beat up by a drunk guy, should I sue Bud Light for selling the beer that made him drunk?
Maybe the bartender that served him. If they keep over-serving this angry guy, and you can see that he's angry, he looks like a...
Why not Bud Light?
Why would you sue Bud Light?
It made you get the beer muscles and get angry.
Well, why would you sue Remington, who made the AR-15?
Because they sold it. They sold the gun to angry people.
No, they sold it to a gun dealer, who then sold it to Adam Lanza's.
They shouldn't sell it to the gun dealer, then. If the gun dealer's not going to have strict...
Okay, so Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, should not have sold the Bud Light to the bar, who sold it to the guy who drank it, got drunk, and bashed my face in.
Bud Light is not made for murder. I don't understand these stupid analogies that you idiots keep coming up with to try to prove your point.
No, but he has a point.
Bud Light has a different purpose. It's just getting drunk. It's not, its purpose is not to shoot somebody or hurt somebody,
but
which is what a gun's purpose is. Quit coming with a stupid analogy. What about a knife manufacturer? A knife has a reason to cut things, okay?
When someone gets drunk,
no, your analogy sucks.
They're more likely to be violent. They get into a car, they mow a family down.
You know you can't prove a point when you have to keep relying on dumb analogies back to back to back. You cannot prove to me for at any point that a gun is not made for murder. So you have to keep going to what about cars? What about knives? What about beer?
But you're saying that beer and knives have other purposes.
They do.
And guns have other purposes as well.
No, yeah. Its main goal is to hurt and kill.
It's a deterrent, and it can be used for hunting and for sport.
If the Remington people don't feel like they have blood on their hands for creating a mass murder weapon, I don't know. It's awful. You shouldn't work there. If you work there, you're okay with kids getting shot up. If you work at that company, a gun place like that, that's what you're okay with it.
If
go ahead with your analogy and let's talk about what. Let's not talk about the subject we're talking about. Let's do Jeffrey now. Okay.
If Jeffrey got murdered.
Oh God.
Let's get into it.
And the guy who murdered Jeffrey said, you know what? I heard Rover and Charlie and Dumb and Dieter and everyone on this show talk about Jeffrey and what a terrible dad he was and how he was busted for prostitution and how he does all these terrible, cheats on his wife, all these horrible things that he does. And I just thought to myself, let's rid the world of Jeffrey LaRocque. Would you have blood on your hands, Charlie?
For the murder of Jeffrey.
That's right.
The analogy you've come up with.
Would you have blood on your hands?
I don't even know if I'm... I don't know how to answer that because it's just so out there and just dumb. I don't know what your question is.
Would you have blood on your hands because you encouraged someone...
I told somebody to hurt Jeffrey?
No, but he took it upon himself to kill Jeffrey. Okay,
no,
so why would Remington have blood on their hands...
What?
If they sold a weapon...
Let's talk about the point we're talking
and
about.
And someone else took that weapon and murdered a bunch of people with it. Why should Remington have blood on their hands?
Because they created a weapon to kill people. It was used as intended, as its sole purpose of killing people. That was its purpose.
That's when not the sole purpose
yes,
of
it
a
is.
Firearm. No.
Yes, it is. That's the purpose. I don't understand the Jeffrey thing at all. I don't even know where that comes into play.
I think I can try to make
it. Go ahead, Jeffrey. Can you explain?
I'll try to make an
interpretation. You come up with a good analogy here.
The analogy involving you. Someone just took a gun, and they think I'm this terrible person. Well, I'm going to murder. murders me.
Right.
Should my family have the right to sue the gun manufacturer? Really, no.
That makes more sense. What you just said, Jeffrey, made more sense than what Rover said.
And the answer is no.
They should go after the person that actually used the weapon to use to kill me.
That's right.
That's what it boils down to. It's not so much the gun manufacturer. It's the person that used a gun for that illegal purpose.
They're also to blame.
Of course. They are solely to blame.
Okay. That's how you feel. You're wrong.
They are. It's true. They're solely to blame. They're the ones that made the decision to go and murder people. And I have every sympathy in the world for the Sandy Hook survivors and victims' families. I have every sympathy for them. I really do. In fact, what has been done to them by these ass wipes like, what's that fat guy?
Alex
Jones. What has been done to them by people like Alex Jones and people on the internet who say that Sandy Hook was a hoax and false flag, it's all crisis actors, no children were killed. I mean, people on the internet actually reach out to these families, not only on the internet, but in person. They reach out and they tell them what horrible people they are for perpetrating a lie in the American people. Your children didn't even exist.
I'd actually like to pause you right here. Per your analogy that you came up with Jeffrey, Alex Jones never told anybody to go to their house. Why blame him? He's not at fault. Why blame him? He never told anybody to go harass them.
Because
per your analogy, which I thought was stupid at first, but now what you're saying is so hypocritical. How do you blame Alex Jones? Alex Jones never once said to do that. He never once said go over to their house and harass them. They took it upon themselves and they did it.
Okay. So what does that have to do with anything?
You just blamed me for Jeffrey's death.
I just said. Alex
no, you don't
Jones
like analogies now.
But why? I don't know what that has to
you
do with
anything.
You said
that there was a cause that Alex Jones caused those people to do that.
Didn't say that. I did not say that. I said what people have done to the Sandy Hook survivors is terrible.
Because I brought
up Alex Jones.
Well, because of who?
No, I didn't say because
of
Alex Jones.
Falling apart around
no,
your
because
house,
if
your house of cards
I know,
is falling
I know
apart.
As a simpleton like you can't pay attention. I didn't say because of Alex Jones.
You said the words because Alex Jones.
I said people like Alex Jones and what he's done is terrible. Also,
I agree
people
with that,
on the internet who harass these families, people who harass them in person, also terrible. I didn't say Alex Jones caused those people
to
do that.
You don't think he had a part to play?
I don't know.
You would say no right now. You don't think Alex Jones had a part to play to rile people up and get them to harass
I don't know where those people were getting. It was more than just Alex Jones. Alex Jones and countless other people are involved in these weird behaviors, just like the people in Las Vegas who... Those survivors have been attacked. There are people who are paralyzed, and they can't even go on Facebook because people on Facebook are like, you should be ashamed of lying to the American people. You're trying to steal our guns. You made this whole thing up. You're a terrible person. Now, that is so outrageous. So I have every sympathy in the world for the Sandy Hook victims, but this lawsuit, I don't think they're going to win this against Remington, the maker of the Bushmaster AR-15. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Heart Radio Station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
With the climate changing, the White House in disarray, Hollywood falling apart.
Not good.
Bring order to this chaos.
The only thing you can count on is Rover's Morning Glory. What's this world coming to? Now back to the show.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Yo, Rover, CLY.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I got a question for Charlie. So, Charlie's main purpose, for the most part, on the show, is sound effects are for entertainment purposes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, your intent, the intended purpose is for sound effects. You make, I'm listening to Rover's Morning Glory, you make a fart sound effect that makes me start laughing uncontrollably while I'm driving.
Yeah.
I end up getting in a multi-car accident.
Okay.
By your logic, I now can sue you because of what...
No. Yes. It's still provided... Yes. I'll pause you. If you're going to ask me a question, I'll now answer it. I did my intended purpose. I made you laugh. Because you're a poor driver, has nothing to do with me. I did what I was supposed to do. I made you laugh. So, to you, sir.
Mike, you have a good point. And Charlie, anytime it's directed at him, oh, you want to sue me? No, I'm not responsible. But, sue the big bad gun company. Sue other people. But me, yeah, I've done nothing wrong.
Well, again,
that's the way him and people like him think, unfortunately.
People that don't like kids getting shot. Yes, people like us. Again, your analogy sucked and didn't make any sense. So thank you for calling in.
Monique, do you like Monique, the comedian?
I've heard of the Monique, the comedian. I've met her once when she came to the show.
Yeah. Do you like her?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. She is suing Netflix, claiming racial and gender discrimination. She says Netflix offered her a deal to do a special, but it wasn't enough money. And she's suing, claiming that because she is a black woman, Netflix is discriminating against her. This is garbage. She says that she was offered $500,000 as a talent fee to do a Netflix special. And she says that's not enough. You offered all these men. You offered Jerry Seinfeld $100 million.
That's Seinfeld.
To do... two or three deals for two specials and an entire interview series. They offered Jerry Seinfeld $100 million.
What did Chappelle get? Because he just did three specials.
Dave
I don't know
Chappelle
if she mentions this.
Got $60 million according to her lawsuit. $60 million from Netflix.
I thought he got more. In all honesty,
was it $20 million a show?
That's right.
Okay.
And remember, I know that you, Charlie, you probably don't even know this because you don't see color. Dave Chappelle's a black guy.
Oh, I guess he is.
Yeah.
What color is Monique?
She's black.
She's a black woman.
Oh,
and
okay.
So
what's her argument?
Her argument is, yes, they do pay black people a lot of money, but only if they're men. Because I am a black female, that's why you're offering me so much less money, hence racial and gender discrimination.
There's one element.
She says, it's a double whammy against me. Not only am I a woman, they pay women less. She points to Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer got paid $13 million for one special.
That's a lot.
Okay. So is that the one that's universally hated and actually made Netflix remove the rating system, if you remember that? It was so hated that Netflix no longer has a rating system because it was getting downvoted so hard.
That I don't know.
That's a true story. I know it's an Amy Schumer special. I'm just wondering if
this was
that
in 2017.
Yeah, that's
I
the
don't
one.
Know.
Yep, that's right when they changed the rating system.
And so then they
so
probably
bad.
Go, we shouldn't pay $13 million for this stuff anymore, right?
Yeah.
All right. So they've offered Monique $500,000, and she says that's not enough. You paid Amy Schumer. She's white. That's why you're paying her $13 million and me $500,000.
It's also because Amy Schumer is a well-known name. I don't know much about Monique other than...
Doesn't she have an Academy Award?
She did win an Oscar.
She did. She was on that...
Precious, right?
Precious movie.
Yeah.
And she doesn't shave her legs. Those are the two things I know about her. She decided to stop shaving her legs and she has hairy legs.
I do remember she got into an altercation on an airline flight once. Because she was trying to put her, I think, hair dryer or something in the overhead bin or something like that. I don't know what the story was, but she got into an altercation on a flight once. I do know that about Monique.
She was popular in, like, the 90s, right? Is it?
And where did she...
Because I remember, It was like when she did Precious, that was like her coming back, I thought.
Oh, I don't know if that was her.
Might have had a TV show.
I think she was on a TV show.
Yeah, the Parkers. I remember now.
Oh, that. Who can forget that massive
What's
hit?
What's the Parkers?
It was a sitcom. Sorry. It was like UPN. Early 90s sitcom.
But Monique was like all over last year. Don't you remember doing the same thing? She was saying the same exact things. Why did she wait so long to sue?
Because
this is all news last year.
Yeah, I don't know why. She probably had there's usually a time frame you have to sue. They probably made her the offer. That's right. She probably had 2 years to file a lawsuit or something.
Was she in Moesha?
No, I think Moesha was in Moesha.
No, but was she in a character in... was she a character in the TV show Moesha?
The Parkers is a spinoff of Moesha.
Okay. So maybe she was in... Maybe Monique was in Moesha?
I've never seen either of those shows.
Singer Brandy Norwood played the main character in Moesha.
So Jeffrey loves Moesha.
Moesha wasn't even in Moesha.
Yeah, it's Brandy.
No, it's Brandy Norwood, the singer. Right. Played that part.
Jeffrey loves. He's talked to me a lot about Moesha.
Not really.
Yes, you have. You
so love. Is there any? Is there? Does this have any weight? 866 Yo Rover 866-967-6837. Does she have a point?
No.
Monique says you paid Seinfeld $100 million. He's a white male.
Is he?
Is this a serious question?
No, come on. Okay, I get that.
Okay. She says, if you look at that, you only paid Dave Chappelle $60 million. So he's black. You paid him less than Seinfeld. Now, I don't think that the deals are equivalent. It was a three special deal for $60 million with Dave Chappelle. But Seinfeld, it was two specials and an interview series.
You're comparing yourself to Seinfeld?
So I guess that comedians
in cars getting coffee.
That is on Netflix.
So that is part of the $100 million deal with Seinfeld. That, to me, so I don't think that's an equivalent deal. I don't think you could say that the Chappelle deal and the Seinfeld deal are exactly the same.
It's also Seinfeld. He was in the TV show called...
The most popular television show of
Seinfeld.
All time, probably.
And Dave Chappelle was in the show called Chappelle's Show. She was on Moesha. I think that's the difference here.
And I agree with you. Look, Netflix has the right to offer whatever amount of money they want. And they have all the metrics on it. They know how popular these people are. They know what people are watching. They have more metrics than any other entertainment company has in the history of entertainment companies. Because they can see at a special. They can see how many people have watched. How much did they watch? How far did they get in? Where did they drop off? Did they come back? Did they watch again? I mean, they have all of this information. So they're going to offer what they think is fair.
Commensurate.
And Monique, I got news for you. Monique, if you don't like the deal that Netflix offered you, go find someone else who will pay you what you think you deserve.
Go to HBO.
Exactly. Go to, I don't know. Whatever, isn't there some Crackle or some
Crackle.
Other
some Funny other, or Die?
Some other
That's
stream,
pretty good.
Some weird streaming service or whatever. I just don't agree with this lawsuit whatsoever. I don't think they discriminated against her because she's black and she's female. I think they discriminated against her because it's not even discrimination. I think they offered less money because they go, here's what we think the potential audience is. Here's what we think her draw is. That's why they offer her the money. JB in West Palm Beach here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JB.
Wow, I didn't think I'd get through that easily. Hey, man, I'm in the car driving. I just don't understand. I think you guys just don't understand the urban or African-American market, what we like, what we're into. I've been listening to your show for a couple of weeks after Paul and Ron left, and you guys just... I want to like you, man. You're a good dude, but you guys are just off the mark constantly.
Well, if they... So wait a second. If
they? Who's they?
If they, Netflix...
You
thought I was going to say black people, and God forbid I refer to a group as they, because I'm not woke if I do that.
I'm not. Cut it out.
You're the one that just...
Yeah, you almost went off on me
because
you
they?
Thought I was going to say they, black people, but... I didn't. They, Netflix, offered Dave Chappelle $60 million, and they paid Chris Rock $40 million. So,
right, because they're amazing comedians.
Okay, so do you think that they are discriminating against black people when they pay Dave Chappelle $60 million and Chris Rock $40
million? Not at all. Never okay. said that.
So,
but when Amy Schumer's paid $13 million, she was garbage and steals half the material, I do take offense to that. Yes.
So you think Monique should be paid as much as Amy Schumer or more?
No, didn't say that at all.
What do you think, Well, I don't understand what you're... Why are we wrong, then, if you're agreeing with us?
I'm just saying, is it grossly disappropriate? Like, what is 13 million to 500,000 is a pretty big gap, am I wrong?
It is, but it's also, I mean, you know Amy Schumer. Like, what's your favorite Monique thing?
I can't name a Amy Schumer thing.
Well, Amy Schumer was very hot back in 2017 when they, you know, she had those movies that came out.
Trainwreck.
She had her own TV show.
Okay. Didn't Monique win an Oscar for Precious? Am I wrong to say that?
Yeah, but I don't know.
That's an Oscar. I mean, Oscars don't really mean money.
And that was in a drama. I don't know. You know, Amy Schumer's movies and TV shows are comedy based, so I don't know if her performance in a drama really carries over to an audience when it comes to comedy.
We want to talk about like market draw and someone's name out there. She hit a high. You know what I mean? She had some brand recognition.
But okay, my question is this: if Netflix is willing to pay Dave Chappelle $60 million and Chris Rock $40 million, you agree with me that they are not averse to paying black people large sums of money, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not good at all.
So why would they, if they're not averse to paying black people large sums of money, if they thought Monique was going to be such a huge draw, why wouldn't they pay her a large sum of money?
That's what I'm upset about. I don't know. And they should.
I think it's that they don't believe she's going to be a draw.
I just watched a Dolomite movie. And it showed me that if you're successful and people love you, you can be, if you have five blocks in any area, you can be successful. That is Monique.
What movie did you
watch? She has a target base.
Is that what you said?
People love her.
Wait, what movie did you just watch?
The Eddie Murphy one.
The new one. Dolomite movie?
Yeah, what? I don't even know what that's about.
The old Dolomite.
It's the making of Dolomite.
You don't know because you don't watch anything urban or you don't.
No, we quote, listen, buddy, we quote House Party every single day.
I believe you quoted Friday today.
No, it was House Party. You're saying House Party?
Your cookie's on the way, buddy. Your cookie's on the way. It's in the mail.
All right.
But to say we don't watch any urban stuff.
Yeah. That doesn't get more urban than House Party, right?
Oh, my God.
Back in the day, kid and play. Me?
Oh, you can't go wrong with House Party.
So just because this would be like, let's say that Howard Stern and I worked for the same company. We don't, but let's say that. We did. Howard Stern gets paid $80 million, $100 million a year.
Same as Jeffrey.
I wish I was getting paid.
I don't get paid anywhere near that. Should I file a lawsuit and say, you know what? It's because I'm not Jewish. That's why they're not paying me. Howard Stern is a Jew. They pay him $100 million. I'm not a Jew. That's why they won't pay me $100 million. Does anyone see a problem with that kind of logic? I do.
Doesn't make sense.
Exactly. And Monique's lawsuit doesn't make sense either. Trust me, these companies will pay what they believe your value to be. They're not just going, oh, she's a... I mean, they're already paying. So half of her argument that it's based on race and gender, half of her argument is out the window because they're paying Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock large sums of money, black people. So they don't have a problem paying black people. They pay Amy Schumer $13 million, so they don't have a problem paying women. What she's claiming they have a problem with is not black people, not women, but black women in particular. I think the issue is they just don't like Monique, or they don't believe in her draw.
That was what I was about to say. They don't believe in the person's draw. That's like you can say the same thing for like professional wrestling in a way. If a particular wrestler could go in and help fill the and get all the people in and help them fill the help the company fill that arena, he's got drawing power. Like say, like I'll give you an example, like Hulk Hogan back in the day in the 80s, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Triple H, they have the drawing power to draw the people into the arena and, you know, say what they need or to do in the ring to give the people their money's worth entertainment wise.
This would be like Jameis Winston saying, well, I don't get Tom Brady money. I don't get the same amount of money you pay Tom Brady. You hate black people.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no.
No, you don't have
a Tom Brady
has a million Super Bowl rings.
That, you know. And he's very talented and he has a longevity and in the NFL.
Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, yeah, so the ordeal with Monique suing because she's black and a woman, Netflix only offered $500,000. That's garbage for the fact that Wanda Sykes, so if you compare the two, Wanda Sykes, black woman, she had a special, a one-off special from Chris Rock special or something I found on Google, and Netflix offered her $40
million. $40
million? For a one-off of... 40 million, Wanda Sykes. Now, if you compare Wanda Sykes to Monique, Wanda Sykes is in the industry. She's more hot. She's more of a current topic. She's in more shows. So, honestly, with that comparison, it should not have nothing to do.
So they paid Wanda Sykes a lot of money. All right. I think exactly that Monique then just, look, they just don't
have a drawing power.
Exactly. Now, these numbers make me wonder. Our friend Bert Kreischer. How much do you think he's getting paid by Netflix for this special that he's taping? What is it, next weekend here?
Next weekend, yeah.
All right, he's taping his Netflix special here next weekend. We'll be going to it. How much are they paying him?
Five.
5 million?
That's what I think, yeah. 3 to 5.
What do you think, dear?
I think more.
Bert's big, but Amy Schumer at her peak was getting... That was her peak.
Right.
What was it, 13?
13.
Yeah. And she was in movies.
Yeah, Judd Apatow movies.
She was in huge, yeah. So
everybody was talking about
I don't even know if Bert Kreischer is going to get $5 million. I think it's going to be less.
Three?
I think.
This is Netflix.
We saw Bert in Buffalo, and that show was sold out, if I recall.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good point. Factor that in, Rover.
I think that Bert, I think three would be a much more accurate number, probably $3 million.
I say seven.
And I don't even know if it's that much.
And he's starting another tour immediately after. Did you see that?
Yes.
Immediately after this Body Shots is done. He's a new one called Birdie Boy, which I assume is a lead up. Is it a lead up to another special?
And I think we're going to join him on that tour.
Oh, really?
I think that's the plan. We're going to join him on the tour, link up our tour buses, go on tour together for
a
while.
That's fun.
And he'll be getting paid $5 million for it. You'll be getting paid $5, yes, exactly. Charlie.
I'm getting a raise then. Cool.
he's getting paid a lot of money, I guess. Wow, those numbers. I didn't know it was that high.
Wanda didn't get that much.
What?
He misread that.
Wanda?
Yeah, so there's no way she got $40 million.
How much do you think she got?
Nowhere near that. The article says that, what does it say? Sykes is the latest comedian to be scooped up by Netflix as a part of a streaming giant's aggressive efforts to build up its roster of stand-up specials, including a whopping $40 million deal for a pair of Chris Rock one-offs.
Oh, so it's Chris Rock.
That's Chris Rock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She got nothing near it. She was complaining before with Monique last year about her not getting enough. Then they made a deal, and they raised up her money. She said it's nowhere near Chris Rock money, but...
But I wouldn't expect Wanda Sykes money to be near Chris Rock money. No one would. I wouldn't expect me to get Howard Stern money either. No one would.
Yeah, it's a weird comparison. You can't compare yourself to these like superstar comedians who everybody in the world knows.
Exactly.
Yeah, top right. five of right. all time, you have to say.
I think Bert Kreischer will see if they make this movie on his life that it appears that they're going to. If that comes out, his Netflix special rate could be, you know, $10 million or something like that. We'll be right back. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries a show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live for free at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning, an iHeart Radio station.
Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Even radio DJs get waterboarded.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Whiskey waterboarding, here he goes.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Dieter told me that someone is going crazy in the back office. Dieter, what's... Give me an update on what's happening back
Dom's
there.
Dom's just struggling. I don't know how much he wants to go into it, but he's just been on the phone for the past 2 hours. Now he's down in the dumps. he's going crazy. I tried to talk to him about a guest. I'm like, oh, you getting this guest to come on today? He's like, I can't even focus on a guest. I have to deal with this right now. So I don't know if he wants to go into it or he wants to just... make it go away for right now.
Tom, what's going on? Is he on the phone
he said,
right now?
You know what's going on.
Yeah, he might still be on the phone. He's just been on hold.
No, you brought this up. You know what's going on. I don't. Why are you pretending like you don't know what's going on?
I don't know what the details are. I don't know what your life has been.
You actually spouted all the details. What do you mean?
First of all, I love how Dumb thinks that I'm the one here. I'm the bad guy in all of this.
No, there is no bad guy. There's no bad guy here.
You're turning me into the bad guy.
Well, you were trying to turn me into the bad guy.
I wasn't trying to turn you into the bad guy. By the way, I did see a police car down in front of the building a little while ago.
Are you serious?
Pulled right into like the front there. I go, oh, they're getting ready to round up everyone on the show. Jeffrey has a warrant out for his arrest. Dumb has a warrant out for his arrest.
Hit that laugh. Hit that laugh sound effect. Hit that canned laugh. Hit it. Come on.
Oh, the Bob and Tom laugh.
Yeah, I'll get that. Yeah,
I'll get that. Yeah.
So, Dumb turns out Dumb was real quick to jump on Jeffrey for having a warrant out for his arrest.
Was I? Was I real quick, or did I just laugh at him like every single person surrounding you?
Oh no, you were like, "Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that?" Right?
Because he was aware of the situation.
He mailed his check in. He didn't know that he had a warrant out for his arrest until someone emailed into
Saturday
the show.
Afternoon.
Okay.
So then someone emailed me last night and they go, Dumb has a warrant out for his arrest since 1 year ago. He's had a warrant out for his arrest for 1 year.
And it's funny that you mentioned it's been a year. Nobody knew about it. Then you brought it up. That's the thing. Like it would have gone unknown.
Are you kidding me?
Unless you get pulled over.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. This guy is insane. Dumb. It would not have gone unknown. Let's just say that it did go unknown.
Has gone for a year. You just said that yourself.
Fine. No one knew for a year, and let's say I didn't become aware of it like I did last night. I'm unaware. You go to DJ a wedding tonight. You get pulled over for a speeding ticket. What happens?
They tell me what the same thing you just told me.
What would happen if you got pulled over?
Potentially, I could be arrested.
Okay. And taken to jail.
Right.
A cop emailed me and said it's guaranteed they have to take you in. It's the law. There's no negotiating. Let's see how his verbiage. But he said, yeah, you have a warrant, you're pulled over, they have to take you in.
So, I don't know why you're upset that it has come to light. And you should be thankful that it has come to light so that you can get it taken care of. You claim you didn't know you had a warrant out for your arrest. Wouldn't you be happy?
Thank you so much for doing this on the radio for me, Rover. I appreciate you doing this
for me. But what difference does it make if it's on the radio off the radio?
You're right. There's nobody listening. It makes no difference. This does not affect my reputation whatsoever. You are right. I am wrong.
What difference does it make?
None. You're right.
No, I'm just...
No, it doesn't.
You obviously believe that
I actually changed my... And I agree with you. You're right. It makes no difference moving forward. You're right. This has zero impact on my life right now. None.
This cop says you can't make a deal with an officer over a warrant. It's a must take to jail situation. There's no other options.
Yeah.
So if he was pulled over, yeah, they'd take you in.
I've seen that on cops, you know, like a guy's like, they're like, you have a warrant. And the guy's like, what are you talking about?
What county?
Cops are always like, hey, it's just in my system. Got to take you in. Yeah. You'll have to talk to a judge about it, get it cleared. Because they're always like, no, I cleared that up. That's what I always see on cops. What do you mean? I paid that fine.
It says even if you pay the fine, it has to be squashed by a judge to make the warrant go away.
And this is what people have told me about Jeffrey's situation. Jeffrey says, I mailed in that check. He has a warrant for a failure to appear. For his traffic violation and failure to show proof of insurance for his accident where he totaled his car a few weeks ago. So Jeffrey goes, no, no, I paid. But he didn't mail in the payment until the day it was due, really. And so they issued a warrant for his arrest. Now people have told me, Jeffrey, that even when they get the payment, it's not a for sure thing that they just wipe that warrant. You have to really follow up on that to make sure that that's cleared out of the system. Because I've had conflicting stories. Some people say, yeah, once they get paid, it's such a minor thing, they will wipe it off automatically.
Is it that quick? You get the payment, they go on the computer right then and, oh, erase.
No, I'm guessing it probably takes a few days. I'm guessing they probably put it in a stack of stuff that's signed off on by a judge, like 500 at a time or something. You know what I mean? So you have to. What's your latest update? What have you learned?
I have to to the municipal court and request a new court date, and the warrant will be lifted and until the court date. And then whatever happens at court, happens at court.
Now, do you have any idea what it's even about? It's a tax thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea about that, the original thing? Forget the warrant for the failure to appear for your tax case, but do you even know any details about the tax case? Have you called them yet?
Yep, I know all the details of that.
All right. I'm guessing you don't want to tell us what you owe.
No. No, none of your business. Had you brought this up and asked me if I wanted to talk about it, maybe I would have been willing to be a little more forthcoming, but you get zilch now, so enjoy it.
He said he's punishing me now. It was health insurance or this? He's like, now I have to cancel my health insurance.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. He's going to put his health at risk to pay off this tax debt.
So
hit that canned laughter, because that was a good one. Hit that laugh. We need some good joke laughs on that, because that's hilarious. That's a funny thing that happened to me.
No one's laughing at you for that.
Are you effing kidding me?
No, I'm not laughing that you have to get rid of your thing.
If it wasn't to rip on me and tarnish my reputation, and it wasn't for a laugh, what was the purpose of bringing all this up?
To point out that you were ripping on Jeffrey for having a warrant out for his arrest while you yourself had a warrant out for your arrest.
So the hypocrisy is what that's you correct. Wanted to point out.
That's
so.
Right. Okay. And in case you didn't know, I wanted to inform you, Dumb, as a public service announcement.
Thank you so much. I owe so much to you. Thank you.
And kind of like Nads used to say, you know, when he would get busted for doing heroin or whatever, and he'd come in and he'd
Thank
sit here.
Thank you for associating me with a heroin and he addict. Awesome.
I'm associating myself with him. I'm associating myself. He would come in and he would cry after he got caught, and he would say how it's a good thing that he was caught because he can use this to do good and inspire people and reach people who have a problem, and this is a good thing in the long run. So I looked at it as a good thing. This could help other people who may have a warrant out for their arrest, Dumb.
Yeah, I mean, just
may help them clear it up.
Every day when you guys wake up, just start searching yourself in the in there, and then send it to Rover, and he'll make sure to get it out there. So, you know, if you have a friend who is in, you know, might have a warrant out, send it to Rover. He'll start doing announcements about it and let everybody know who
every
has
Wednesday.
Warrants out there. We'll
it's
start doing warrant Wednesday.
Warrant Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like a good plan because it's no big deal. It doesn't affect people. Go ahead. Sounds like a plan.
But Dumb,
if we did do Warrant Wednesday, you couldn't blame us because we're not revealing any information that isn't already public information.
No, I know. That's why I said everybody has to get up in the morning, Google their best or search their best friend in their local municipality. And if your best friend or somebody you don't like or just somebody around you that you want to make aware, make sure you find out about it. Let Rover know then from there.
I'm surprised that this went on for a year, Dom.
I know, it didn't come
and
up.
And that you have no idea that you have a warrant out for your arrest.
And it's me too. It's pretty interesting.
Do you know how lucky you are, though?
Massively. Incredibly lucky.
Because it's not, I mean, I haven't been pulled over for a speeding ticket in a while, and I know it's just a matter of time now. Like, almost every day when I drive in, I'm like, because I'm one of those guys, I think everyone's like this. You get pulled over for speeding, and then you're like super cognizant of speeding then for the next few months. But now I'm like, whatever. I'm speeding every day on my way into work. I haven't had a speeding ticket in years. My time is almost up. I've dodged a bullet a few times where I've been like, oh my God, I think I'm, where you see the cop, but it's too late. So you slam on the brakes.
And then he comes out, but then he just goes past you.
I go, I don't know how I'm not getting the ticket right now. So it's not, you're very lucky that you did not get pulled over on a routine speeding ticket or something.
I know. Hence, maybe I thought maybe you'd be like, hey, dude, just so you know. Just so you know. Maybe then I could have gotten it taken care of. Like last night when it came in, shoot an email to a brother, be like, hey, on your way to work tomorrow, make sure you don't speed because you have a warrant out for your arrest.
So that's what, wait a second. That's what you're mad at, that I didn't give you a heads up?
No, I'm mad about the whole thing in general. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at the court that I had no notice other than what got sent that I never got. It even says returned to sender because I didn't get it. It didn't come to me.
What happened? Was it the wrong address?
I don't know. We had a guy that lived, we had a neighbor in our court who was like in for 3 months, who was kind of a weirdo between a couple good neighbors. And he was like, people were worried that he was taking mail, so maybe he took my mail. There's a whole thing with this guy, and he got evicted because of it. So I have no idea why I didn't get it.
Do you guys think that the woman that lives near Dom?
Oh no, not the neighbor.
No, he said, accuse her of anything.
Shut the F up, bitch. He said that to her. Do you think she has intercepted his mail or is dicking with his mail?
I think you're onto something.
Just to get back at Dom.
I'll be honest with you, it's not totally out of the realm of possibility. While I don't think she did that, it's not out of the realm of possibility because it used to, for whatever reason, Google Maps could not figure out where my address was, and it would put it on her house a bunch of time, all the time. So if it was not coming from the actual post office and it was like a courier or something using Google Maps, could have gone to her house.
Maybe that's why she has an axe to grind. She knows that you have a warrant. She goes, I have a criminal living in my midst.
I don't think I had the warrant on the piece of paper. It says you have to come to court, and I didn't go to court, and then you get the warrant from that. It's not because the warrant is for failing to appear. Same thing as Jeffrey.
Do they send you a notice if you have a warrant out for your arrest?
No, that's the whole point. That's how I did not know. They sent a court summons. I didn't get it. It got returned to sender, mm-hmm. so I missed the court date, mm-hmm. and now I have this warrant. And because it's not a criminal warrant, all I have to do is show up, request a new court date, and I'll be fine.
Ryan.
I just have to go to court.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rover. I just wanted to say thank you. I'm in a very similar situation as Dom. I failed to pay my RETA taxes for a few years, and I had a notice and a court date that was actually this past Wednesday. I failed to go to that court date because I got payments set up. But now that you guys are talking, I feel like that doesn't mean my warrant is cleared. Like, there's probably a warrant out for my arrest that I should probably call in to get cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say thank you.
So Ryan heard this public service announcement message from me. See, I'm helping the people, Dom.
You are, Ryan.
I'm helping the people.
My plight what's helping.
Both. I'm the one who brought it up publicly on the air.
Teamwork. Both you guys.
Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
So I kind of figure if you guys traveled internationally back in October, was this not something that would like come up at the time?
It's a good question.
It's not a criminal warrant. I don't know how many times I have to say that. I'm not a criminal. This was a missed court date. Therefore, it is a money
warrant. But isn't it a criminal offense, a failure to appear? Isn't that in itself a criminal offense?
Not according to that woman. This was not a criminal warrant.
Sure, but what if? But a warrant, can't they arrest you for that?
Yes, but it's not a criminal one.
He doesn't want criminal used with his name, Rover. He doesn't want to be associated with that word.
But what I'm saying is, so you had it was a tax violation. You didn't pay taxes.
Right.
That's the file. Yes.
Right. But then you became a criminal when you failed to appear in court. That's the criminal violation. That's what the warrant is for.
Not according to the person I talked to on the phone, because I said, I'm worried that if I walk in there to do this, you're going to arrest me. She said, we don't do that here, sir. That is not what this is about. The court date that you missed, it's just to get me there, to get me in court. That's what the warrant's for, to get me into court.
You know, I've wondered that when you travel, how are all of these systems tied together? You know what I mean? And how much information is there really in all of these systems?
I think maybe a felony warrant would show up.
Uh-huh.
But not something, failure to appear.
Yeah.
Would that show up?
Well, I guess it's not that serious. Just a storm in a teacup, right?
That's right.
Where's this guy from, Australia?
New Zealand.
Okay.
A Kiwi. Well, Dan, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that I helped them out today.
Gosh, man, thank you so much for all the help you provided me today.
2 hours of phone calls.
Imagine if I didn't help them out. Imagine if no one emailed me that Dumb has a warrant out for his arrest.
Imagine if the person who sent it to you would have just emailed it to me, like a normal human being would do. Hey, dude, I just found this, but instead I'm going to rabble-rouse, try to ruin your life for no reason whatsoever, other than to get 5 minutes of a laugh. Good for you, dude. Thank you. You're welcome. I hope you got a good laugh out of it.
But why does that apply for you and not Jeffrey?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
No, I'm just curious. Why?
I didn't say it didn't apply to Jeffrey.
Well, you never brought it up once when Jeffrey's warrant was, he had a warrant issued, and someone emailed in exactly the same thing. You didn't say, hold on, stop the show, everyone. We should have told Jeffrey this off the air so that he could have, you know, driven carefully to work.
Just abiding by the double standards that run rampant around here. Just abiding by them.
So, are you going to go there today, or what do you have to do?
Yeah.
You're going to leave work. What route are you going to take on your way?
Charlie can take me.
Charlie, you're going to be
two criminals? You and Jeffrey?
I'm a criminal now?
Well, I don't know what it is.
Pile on. Thanks, buddy. Wow.
I'll give you a ride. Wow. If you want a ride, I'll give you a ride.
I'll just Uber. If it's all right. You're too good for it. I got it.
But what does it, I don't think it makes any difference whether you're driving or not, does it?
Oh, dude, no.
Unless he's driving erratically, I don't know.
It make a difference?
I don't know.
You're a fugitive whether you're behind the wheel or not.
Without anybody knowing.
Because his plate, because the cop can obviously just run his plate really quick.
Got
it. No, but if they pull Charlie over, they're going to say, let me see your ID, each person in the car.
You don't have to provide your ID.
Dom's okay.
You don't have to provide your ID to other people.
What if they smell weed in the car? Then that's PC to ask every person for
their
license.
So now I have weed on me?
Well, I'm just saying, if it happened
Jesus Christ, dude, let's just pile on. Now I'm bringing weed to work.
I'm just saying, worst case scenario is...
Come on, let's just keep going. What other pile on you got for me? Jesus, God in heaven above.
Wow.
This is worth it.
Blind James, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Blind James.
Rover CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, man, I just wanted to thank you for your PSA today. It helped me so much. I had my fiance go online, and I too found out today that I have an arrest warrant in Lorain County.
Look at this. Dumb, you should really take a bow in there.
Pat yourself on the back.
You're helping everyone.
You have done so well for your employees in the world today.
I'm keeping people in line and out of jail.
You are a hero to the everyday man.
Blind
Absolutely.
You're going to go get that cleared up right away, right?
Oh, 100%, man. Yeah, it's for unpaid fines from back when I was on drugs. I didn't even know I had it. So
cool. Could you send that in as proof? Because I don't believe you for one second. I think you're actually just trying to kiss Rover's ass, Blind James.
No problem, dumb. I got you, dude.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Blind James. Speaking of jail, apparently, I've had a few people email me that someone is out of jail. Do you have a photo, Snitz? Apparently, Nads' girlfriend posted a picture on Instagram of Nads. It looks he's passed out on a couch, and it says, "Is this the cutest yit you've ever seen? Yes or hell yes, Dieter. Your choice."
And it says, "Baby angel on his shoulder."
It's on his shoulder. It's captioned, "Baby angel."
His thumb in his mouth?
Nothing is cuter than that, right? I mean, this is the cutest. I've seen puppies. I've seen newborn babies. I saw that video, those two little toddlers running at each other on the sidewalk and hugging.
Yes.
And that was nothing compared to this picture of Nads asleep on a couch after getting out of jail.
Is this from today? You just get
That's
out?
What people are telling me, that they believe that this is a new post, so they believe that he must be out of jail, although I don't have any idea. I don't have a confirmation of that. Maybe it's an old photo. Couldn't tell you. Charlie, what do you know?
Nothing. He's not texted me in a couple days.
Dumb, at least you do know if they do pick you up, you will have a tablet you can text into the show. Probably even call us right from that cell phone that they give the prisoners these days. So you won't be completely cut off from us. We could still have you call in at a rate of 10 cents per minute and have you stay on the line the whole show. So,
yeah, I have not talked to him in a couple days.
But he was supposed to be in for 6 months, correct?
He kept telling me he wasn't sure. I mean, he didn't know if he was going to be out in a couple weeks or not.
But I think you might get sentenced to 6 months, and they go, "We're letting out the non-violent offenders," or something like that. I don't know. Tony, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Rover. I just wanted to mention that Al Capone went to jail for tax evasion. So just thought I'd bring that up so Don has something to look forward to.
This could be. What brings Dumb down? They put him in Alcatraz?
No, Al Capone did that stint in Eastern State Penitentiary. He did that in Alcatraz, but he did it. His first stint ever in prison was in Eastern State Penitentiary in 1939 for carrying an unlicensed concealed firearm.
So, in other words, that had nothing to do with the tax evasion.
No, he was sent to ultimately he was sent to Alcatraz for tax evasion.
Right, and when I say Dumb could be sent to Alcatraz,
followed by a laugh. Literally followed by a laugh. You would actually find it more interesting than for me to go to jail for that than for me to remain employed here.
How did he die, Spencer?
Die of syphilis in jail.
Oh,
how did he get it? What did he do?
Slept with a prostitute in Nevada.
Oh. Didn't we visit his prison?
We visited.
I thought he's in Alcatraz.
The first time that Al Capone actually did any kind of prison time was in Eastern State Penitentiary, because he was coming through Philadelphia on his way back home from Chicago, and he was caught because he was carrying an unlicensed concealed firearm. He did 9 months.
And they had a jail cell of his.
How long was he really in jail for the tax stuff?
I think that and all the mob stuff, I think he got life.
Well, no, that's the whole point, is they caught him on the tax stuff, not the mob stuff.
I think he was sentenced to life in prison, wasn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. A big deal.
That was a big deal back then, because you know he also murdered people.
If only Al Capone had, if only he had the heads up that he had a warrant out for his arrest.
A friend looking out for him would have saved his life.
Red, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Red.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey, what's up, happening?
Peter? Yo!
Yo, I just left the CCA on St. Clair downtown.
That's the Central Collection Agency, the tax agency that Dumb owes, yeah.
You're correct. I owed, I don't want to say the exact number, I owed a little over $1,000, and I haven't paid the CCA since 2012. I had a poopy tax person, and then
they sent me all that final notice, the red letter, you're going to get a warrant, and went down today, paid less than what I owed on the letter, and everything's fine.
Jeffrey, didn't this happen to you, too?
What?
The tax stuff.
No, what? That was in Lakewood.
Yeah. So what happened?
Did you get a warrant out for your arrest, Jeffrey?
No, they said they were going to sue me.
Uh-huh.
And I went and I was able to pay them.
How many years did you not pay?
It was, I think it was like there was 2 years.
2 years,
okay. Yes, but I took a lot, some of my tax refund, paid that off, because I wasn't going to let myself get sued.
It's a very confusing thing. I mean, in Dumb's defense and Jeffrey's defense, these municipal taxes, I've lived all over the country, and it is, I don't consider myself a complete idiot. I have a hard time figuring out when I'm doing taxes. Dougie, I've done her taxes. I go, I'll do all your taxes, but you got to take it into this, this Rita.
I would go into the tax office and just ask.
And just say, hey, what do I owe?
I have money. I will pay it. I don't know. You know the number you want, so just tell it to me right now.
Dumb, are you able to?
Because it was so confusing.
Give us a ballpark of the amount of money that's owed? Are we talking, is it a minor amount of money? Is it a major amount of money? You might garner a bit of sympathy if you.
Well, no, I'm just going to be getting garnished.
Your wages?
Oh, yeah.
Cue the laughter on that one. That was a good one. I mean, what kind of dough are we talking about here?
Enough. More than I have that I can afford. Enough.
Over or under 2,000?
Over.
Oh!
Over how much?
Are you serious?
How much were over, did you say?
2,000.
Oh, my
did
God.
You, I mean, did you know that before? Did you previously? I mean, did you thought it
no,
was just
I
way
didn't,
less?
No, I didn't. Is there's it because, so much. It's just like he said. It's just confusing. I actually thought it was being paid. I'm just very lame. I'm a very layman idiot when it comes to taxes. I just don't understand them. I really have a hard time with them. So I used TurboTax and thought it was being done. I thought, as I'm doing TurboTax, I'm doing that. I thought the local and the state were the same, and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I owe for many years.
Oh, my God. How many years?
Many.
And is there
more
fees
than
on-
five?
Yes.
How are you going to pay this?
Oh, my God.
I have to get another job. I have to get a part-time job in the afternoons.
I think you can set up a payment. I think you can set up a payment plan.
Regardless, more than half of my paycheck's being taken for child support.
Mm-hmm.
So I make about $400 a paycheck every 2 weeks. So I will absolutely have to get a part-time job to pay for this.
Wow.
Is there fees on top of it, or just
they're going to hit you with interest?
The taxes themselves are less than the interest and penalties.
Oh, what?
But you could probably negotiate that.
I think you can.
You can to a point, but they.
If you set up a payment plan, do they waive the warrant?
I believe so. Yes. So, okay, I believe. I really. And again, the warrant is for failure to appear, not for being convicted of anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have not gone to court to be convicted of anything. Mm-hmm. I probably will be in a little bit, but as of now, no such luck. And I don't believe that I'll be going. Potentially could. I looked up what it. I mean, it is potentially a misdemeanor,
mm-hmm.
first degree. So I mean, it is not a good thing. So, but I think once it's paid, or you put
all they care about is the money. They don't want to put you in jail.
I agree. And that's what the lady said on the phone. She goes, "We just want you to get in here so we can get you in court and get it figured out." So. I don't believe that they want to arrest me today, but I'm
so you had no idea. I mean, you did have some sort of idea that you owed this tax.
Yes, but I didn't realize how bad it had gotten. Like, I didn't realize it with the penalties and interest and stuff that it accrued, and I didn't realize it was a warrant situation. I didn't realize
that. So was your goal just to ignore it and figure it would go away, and they'd go, well, we can't find this guy, it's off the books?
Well, my goal was to work my way back into out of debt and get it paid. That's my goal. I had a rough year the past year. That's it. This past year was really, really hard for me. So it's a rough year.
Well, things are looking up for you now, though.
Yeah, thought it would. Boy, about a month ago, I thought things were really looking up for me. And it's, this past month has just been nothing but rainbows and butterflies and roses. I tell you.
Thank you, Charlie. I've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday leftovers as we all stay and continue on RMG Plus. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as we all continue. We'll also give some stuff away. I think I have Green Day tickets. Excuse me. Green Day tickets to give away right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning
Heart Radio Station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Relationship status.
Are you doing this because you just want to have sex with me?
Yes.
Complicated.
We're good friends.
Just end it.
It's not good.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Couple of minutes, we'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday leftovers. All of us will continue on RMG Plus. Sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live and help pay Dumb's tax bill in the process. Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Yo, Rover, CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to say I really feel bad for Dom. I know he's having some financial issues, and this is just going to make things a lot worse on him. But
yes.
I feel bad for the guy. But, you know, I do want to thank you for this PSA. Got me into looking, and come to find out, I searched myself, and I, too, have a warrant. And it's a solicitation warrant because I was trying to cheat on my wife with a prostitute.
Hit that laugh again. How long he waited for that?
How long?
It's good, though. It's worth the wait.
Long time.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate
it. Bunch of ass kissers.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, yo, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, just long time listener. Just wanted to go real quick just to comment on Dom. I've always been a supporter of Dom, but I just got married 2 weeks ago. And we've been contacting Dom for months trying to get him to DJ a wedding. So if he's in a financial pickle or a threshold where it comes to paying taxes, maybe if he returned calls and or books weddings, maybe he would have the money because it's cash.
Most DJs you got married 2 weeks ago? You just said you got married 2 weeks ago.
Yes. And we've been contacting you for months to try to DJ a wedding.
You got married 2 weeks ago, you said.
Yeah.
I got booked for weddings 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago. Okay? I get booked out 18 months to 2 years ahead of time. So shut up.
Why don't you take that cash under the table and pay your bills? It's cash under the table. Everybody knows that.
I was already booked, you dumb ass. What don't you understand? I can't be at two places at once, you idiot.
I don't understand what you do with your money. There's accountability for every action. You just don't have any accountability.
I don't understand what you're saying. I already worked the date you're talking about.
If someone emails you or calls you,
yes,
and they say, I want you to DJ a wedding on Friday, November 15th.
Let's just break down my whole business practice.
No,
let's do it. Let's do it. Come on, guys.
I'm just questioning this.
Okay.
If let's say that 6 months ago I contact you and I say, mm-hmm. hey, I want you to DJ my wedding on Friday, November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't hear from you, and then I call you again, and then I don't hear from you, and I call you again, I call you three times. If you're already booked on Friday, November 15th, do you call people back and let them know and say, hey, I would have loved to help you out, but unfortunately, I'm already booked?
I'll be honest with you. If you email me and I'm already booked, yes, I'll get back to you with a reply that actually gives other people you can contact, in fact. If you call me and I'm already booked, probably end up not getting back to you, be honest with you. Yes. In that sense, yeah. So if he was just leaving me voicemail after voicemail, and I was already booked, then I probably didn't get back to him. No.
Okay.
But just about everybody, I'm sure I've missed people before, so if I miss you, call in and tell them. But I really go out of my way to make sure I tell people if I'm unavailable and then give them other options.
Somebody just called in and said Dumb's got a package at the front desk.
Oh, that's a ploy to get him to come out.
I'm going
to
run right out there.
Oh, God. It's a ploy to get him. Yeah, it's the police. waiting to take him away. No, seriously, we just want to talk. Open up the door.
Yeah.
Zach in Louisville, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Hey.
Hey, basically, I'm a police officer. I had been for a while. Before that, I worked for the actual court system.
Yeah.
So I've dealt with people with warrants and that had warrants. And when it comes to failure to appear, even if you pay the fine, you still may have that warrant out. Normally, people have to go through a lawyer to get it squashed or make a basically go up to the judge and ask for it to be dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly what I said.
Stuff going with the. As far as stuff going with like the airlines and stuff like that, normally I know some countries they do have a criminal system they run with the checks.
It's not a criminal warrant. Oh my God!
No, but okay. Anyway, go on, Zach. Sorry.
But yeah. Well, it may not. It's still a failure to appear. But normally, if you have a warrant here in the States, we go off of a tip. So if you're coming into the airport and we get a tip you're coming in, they'll come onto the plane and arrest you before anybody gets off.
And it's unlikely you would go through the trouble of that for a misdemeanor community or local tax violation, right?
Well, every department's different in what they do. Some departments, the county department that I'm in the county of, they'll actually do like a warrant roundup where we go up and we try to get as many misdemeanors and felony warrants off the street in one day as we can. And then there's sometimes where, you know, a misdemeanor warrant may not ever be found until they're pulled over or something.
Right. So he's potentially, he could be scooped up in a roundup is what you're telling me.
Like I said, it just depends on the department. I know the department I've done, we've went door to door knocking to find people with warrants.
Hold on, I just have info. Dumb's now been added to the FBI's top 10 most wanted list.
Oh,
yes. Yes, they're looking for him.
It's all a joke.
They said we would have never, here. And they actually thanked me. They said, Rover, we would have never found out about this unless you mentioned it on the air.
Huh.
Yeah.
Are they okay. Okay. It's not about finding out about it, you dumbasses. It's the repercussions that come following it. What is so hard to understand about that? What is so hard for you guys to understand about that, Rover? What don't you get?
Because the repercussions come no matter whether it's talked about on the radio or not.
No, it could have actually just, you told me, I go get it taken care of, the warrant goes away, I find out the court date, I go get the court date taken care of, and it all goes away.
What
only
are the repercussions?
I and you knew about it. My potential reputation doesn't get tarnished even more. You also took a call slamming me about my business practices, so
I didn't slam you about your business.
You took a call slamming me about my business practices. So again, it's this whole since this morning has been an effort to tarnish me.
Smear you? It's a smear campaign? Like,
well, what is
Bill O'Reilly?
I just want to understand. So the 4 hours we've spent on this were just to point out the hypocrisy that I, the only person apparently that made fun of Jeffrey. I just want to get that clear.
No, you're the only person who made fun of Jeffrey having a warrant out for his arrest, who had a warrant out for his arrest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But the rest of us didn't have a warrant out for our arrest.
Right, but did
that we know of.
Okay.
John in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo.
Hey, I just had a question for Dom. Now that he has a warrant for his arrest, and it seems like he's kind of angry, does he want to smoke some weed right now? And what is he going to do about his weed usage for $2,000 a month, which I find kind of hard to believe?
That $2,000.
Yeah, I actually made that all up. It's not true. I don't smoke any pot.
But
I made that all up.
Now, don't you wish instead?
I just wanted to look cool.
Instead of smoking all that weed, that you would have paid off those.
Well, I made
taxes.
That all up. I'm just trying to be cool, Rover. I'm just trying to be cool. I'm trying to get a pot endorsement. I made that all up so to look cool.
Someone, Dieter, did you email this to me, or did someone just email the? I guess Nads.
The court stuff?
Yeah, the court stuff. Maybe they filed, the prosecutor filed a brief that said, don't let him out of jail. Don't reinstate his bond. But I think they must have reinstated the bond. They have a whole thing here of that someone emailed me, like a court document. I can read it to you on the Friday leftovers. Yeah, yeah. It's not that great. But I looked up the prosecutor. I go, she has a name. I go, oh, that sounds like a hot name. Her name's Ashley.
Yeah.
So I look her up.
Hot.
Look at this. I'd let her prosecute me any day of the week.
You show it?
Yeah, that's from LinkedIn. She's good looking, isn't she?
Yeah.
What a good looking prosecutor. Jeffrey, would you let her prosecute you?
If I get something out of it.
Touch your gavel.
Maybe this will be his prosecutor.
That might be the prosecutor for Geauga County.
It is. Well, how'd you know that?
Yeah, it is.
I'm just guessing because this is where Naz's case, that's where Naz had to go to court. It was in Geauga County.
All right. Charlie, what's coming up on the Friday leftovers?
I've uncovered some secret video of Anthony Snitzer, who's been hiding a talent from us.
Oh, yeah? A talent?
A secret talent that Anthony Snitzer, I don't know why he's never told us about it, but I'll have the footage, all right?
Okay.
I've got some great gym fails, and does Arnold Schwarzenegger know Dieter? I've got some interesting footage. All that and more coming up on the Leftovers.
Okay, we will get to that on the Friday Leftovers in just a few minutes. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up right now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as we all continue in just a few minutes. And if you're caller 30 at 866-YO-ROVER, I'll give you tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020. That features Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. Saturday, August 15th at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. The tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you can win them if you're caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. And in Rochester, it's still a text to win week for tickets to see the Lumineers at KeyBank Center in Buffalo on February 26th. Just text the word FOLK, F-O-L-K, to the number 51879. And good luck to you there for the Lumineers tickets. We will start the Friday Leftovers in just a few minutes. Have a great day and a great weekend. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye. Bye.